we go. Cool. All right. Good morning, AJ.
Hey.
Good. Let me ask. Oh, Dale ran away.
I'm here. I just say get socks for my feet, man. Your head gets cold, my feet get cold.
I had Christmas socks on the other day. I did a Facebook Live on Christmas. It was so funny.
Me.
Hey, Dale, is your wife going to be able to join?
I'm right here.
Oh, yay.
She's.
I fell down the stairs yesterday and I hurt my shoulder.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. But, holy.
Yay.
Wait. Isn't this how you start your career as a web guru, is fall down and injure yourself with your arm?
You know, sometimes it takes something to be motivated towards the next step. That's awesome. Wow. But sorry about that.
Apparently, I wasn't motivated for the next step on the stairs.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's a bummer. Did you break anything?
No, it's just sore.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, don't break bones. Holy cow. They don't heal quickly. Okay. Well, I'm just trying to, I haven't gotten a real hit on who to go first. So let me just ask AJ, do you have some time limit?
No, man, I'm yours for the day.
Okay. You know, I think these are going to be, I did a lot of pre-work on these, on both these. So I think we'll be able to handle it, but I also want to be available. And I feel like I should mute my mic every time I have to clear my throat. I didn't know how bad this would be. I didn't warm up talking today. All right, I'll just hit the switch when it gets bad. I don't want a recording covered in those. All right. So does anyone have a preference to go first, Dale or AJ?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Let me think. Yeah. I just always wait for like a clear indication of what makes sense to me, but I haven't gotten one. So I'll,
You're dealing with Chicago. Nothing's clear. It's foggy and overcast here.
That what it is? Maybe it's the whole Chicago theme, man. It'll be great. But I also think what we're going to do today is it has a possibility for everyone to open their eyes a bit. So let's do the, let's talk about AJ's stuff first. I think that would be, it's coming to the surface for me now. So AJ, and just for you guys who are here and people who are watching on replay, welcome to everyone. Hey, Renee, good to see you too. And you can make my screen full if you select speaker view. I think it'll go to that and you'll be able to read the screens. But AJ, when's that? AJ's doing a wedding expo, and this is something that can serve him forever, but also anyone who's doing a showcase. We're going to talk about ways to go beyond the passive ways of handing a flyer and expecting a call from them, and I want to dig into some great strategies around that for any time we find ourselves at an opportunity to network and some proactive steps we can take. And I'm going to share with you some techniques that I used with a nephew of mine who is a tattoo artist in San Francisco, and he, it's very competitive. He's also amazing. So this is probably the closest thing I've ever experienced directly to that, besides a couple showcases that I did as Raspinis back in, late 90s, probably at some corporate event ones.
I was trying to see if I could share it, but I can't.
Well, AJ, when is that wedding?
February 3rd.
February 3rd. Okay, great.
Yeah.
And it's in Indy, did you say?
No, it's in Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Perfect.
It's an Indy Wed, so it's like alternative solutions to weddings.
Ah, that's where I heard the Indy. Gotcha. Oh, really? Alternative. So the audience of this thing will be very much young hipsters, millennial type things.
Yeah, losers.
Let it go on the record that I did not say that. Yeah. I don't even know how they spell that. Yeah. Okay.
My wife just said we had fire eater at our wedding, so I guess we're in the loser category.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we had fire eater. We had with Johnny Fox, who I'm going to celebrate his life next week. We had Johnny Fox. We had people cracking bullwhips. We had a tightrope set up. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
We had the character artist, the fire eater, and the bullwhip. We didn't have any. Well, we had balloons, but.
Someone did a bullwhip at your wedding, though?
Pardon?
Someone did a bullwhip?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, maybe this is an omen. This is a good thing. Some 30 years into this ride, and somehow I think it was the bullwhip. God, that freaked my older grandma out so bad. She goes, honey, people are doing bullwhips. And I was like, oh, grandma, it's just my people. Yeah, terrible. Okay, so this is great. I mean, I want everyone to kind of connect with, go to my website and get a Facebook pixel. You know, how smart is that? You know, we have to keep showing up for these people. They're going to be inundated with flyers and people handed things out. So you're smart to do that. I'm going to assume some other people are smart in doing that right now. So yeah, we have to get them. We have to get them to the website. So AJ, the first thought I'm thinking about, and it would be easy for you to do, is to just get a stop action, have a stop action camera. You going to take some good notes?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, you do take good notes whenever we talk. Have a stop action camera mounted somewhere. Are you having a little, there's a booth area where you get to set up a table?
Yeah, I'm in the corner, so it's like, it's prime spot.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. So a stop action little GoPro running all day, and turn that into a 2-minute video, and let them know that they're going to be on this video, and this is where you're going to start getting some hooks. You're going to set some hooks into people that they can't look away from. Sorry, I got some written notes here I want to refer to. You let me finish reading this thing. What should be the proper promo items, flyers, digital mailing list? Yes to digital mailing list. Some sort of free gift to get them to my website. The gift you're going to get them to the website, we'll talk about in a second. I also want to know if it's best offer incentives to book that day, discounts, add-ons. One strategy I heard was booking with me today, and I'll get for a discount, you have 7 days to decide. And at the end of the 7 days, if you don't send a deposit, I release your date. You know, I never want to have anybody who I talk to in life make money the focus of this thing. And yeah, I understand for a lot of people it is. But really the number one commodity is you, your scarcity, your availability. You already have that. You do one wedding a weekend you have in here. That's the scarcity to lean into. If we make it about price, we just get into talking about money. And honestly, it's not a big deal. It's not something, it's the weakest of all the negotiating conditions you have. I mean, they have these people from, and I read your 5-day, you got a 5-day sequence here that people are opted into, and it's wonderful. I mean, it's
you like that? All right, cool.
Yeah, man, you hit on a lot of great things in there. You really do. I mean, you got this one with the testimonial. You got the, you know, I just wish the cocktail hour could have lasted longer. I'm staying there, more guests. So, you know, you're doing great stuff in the follow-up. I have no doubt about that. And I do want to talk to you about those when we get down there. But when you have the people there, the number one scarcity piece isn't about money. It's not about a discount. It's just about the opportunity that they have for you to be there. And that takes a bit of a mind shift, as opposed to my nephew, who I said I was doing this for in the tattoo world. He can do tattoos all year long. So on him, I had a I did have a discount option, but I had him give the business card to people, have a conversation with them, and then write the date and time that they met on. And just to say, if we talk within the next 5 days, and this is where I left it open to him a little bit, I'm either going to do a 10% discount. You don't lose any money on these things. It's just you adjust your price to handle that. You're either going to do a 10% discount. You're going to give a bonus session, something else that you can give. But it's about having some hook for them to call you within 5 days. I mean, for you, the scarcity is the calendar, right? I mean, you have spring and fall. Are there summer weddings in Chicago? Or is it too damn hot?
Yeah.
So you have
those. No, beautiful.
What's that?
It's beautiful in the summer.
Yeah. So you have three seasons to do this stuff. How many weddings can you actually do if you do one a weekend? What are you up to? You're up to 30 a year or something, or 35?
I did 13 last summer. I'd like to do 26 to 30 this summer.
And what about spring and fall? Are those?
Yeah, there's weddings pretty much all year round. You know, people love their winter weddings. They definitely slow down, but the main push is like May to September.
Gotcha. So there are closing techniques that I think it would be really valuable for you to use in this. Let's shoot down here for a second and take a look at this. Let's look at one of these emails.
Hey, Barry.
Yeah.
I just want to jump on something that I remember hearing from a DJ who does weddings. the hottest time to get engaged is around this Christmas time. It's usually Christmas to New Year's is the big engagement time period. Is there a segment that maybe he should be, it's a little too late possibly now, but to be considering for marketing for all those people who are getting engaged to get them in the funnels?
AJ's been doing awesome Facebook ads for people because you can target them by status being engaged. And it's, I mean, from what I've been seeing, I get to look in the background of it a little bit. I think you've been getting some favorable results from your Facebook ads.
Yeah. So if anybody switches their status to engaged, like from now until February, they're going to get hit with like a three-tiered Facebook ad.
Yeah, which is great. And you've been getting, last time we talked, you had three leads from it, right?
Yeah.
So $50 for, and I think it was coming out to around $50 for a lead. The trick then becomes the conversion process, and we'll talk about that down here in a minute. That's a great price. I mean, that's how often would you pay $50 to get somebody to book a show? So have you booked any of those three yet?
No. And, you know, the holiday season's like, no one's really good on following up in the holiday seasons. I've sent out some like, let's talk before the end of the year, but there's been no responses. So I'm just going to hit them after the new year and then right before the wedding expo if I don't hear anything from them.
Have they gotten this five-piece funnel that you have?
Two of them have. If I haven't talked to them, like, personally, if they've just sent an inquiry through the email and I haven't gotten on the phone with them, they get that five-piece funnel. And I'm wondering about the spacing of that, if it should be every single day after I meet them for, like, the first week, or if it should be one a week for the next 5 weeks.
You know what we have to do is we just need to add a little bit more emotion into these.
Sure.
They're a tad about you, which is something I can call you out on because it's that's what we have to get rid of. But to make it a little more emotional for them and what's in it for them. But every day, boom, boom, this guy's showing up for me every day. And you'll know. I mean, you'll get to know because we're going to have a stronger call to action at the end of these things where we just say either I haven't heard from you or we haven't booked this date yet. What's the number one objection that's going on for you right now? Because I guarantee you I can help you look at it and see if this wedding makes sense for you. And that's something we'll play with here.
Hey, Barry.
Yep.
What about the idea of if he's starting to engage them, just send him an email and say, hey, I got this great funnel of wedding ideas. And just drop them into like a separate funnel, let them know, and then just have a funnel a week, 52 emails of just wedding ideas that you've gotten off of Pinterest or other websites, and just bombard them, but have them put them into a separate funnel. And if they opt out of that funnel, they at least opt out of that one, but you still keep them in a secondary funnel.
Right, so you have this bigger sale funnel. You have this five piece, which I can put on the screen here. You mind if I show this for a second, AJ?
No, what do you think?
Perfect. Yeah. You have this five piece here, which should go out basically the second they're done talking to you. I mean, the ideal thing would be to get them. Yeah. So you get them onto your mailing list and they get these and you hit these right. I mean, I love this. This couple gets it. This is a killer email. It's nothing to do with you, really. It's the headline. It's got this great line here. Without a magician, our wedding would have been lovely, but with your magic, it was baller. That's a big indie word, right? I mean, they'll all jump into that. So this is a place where I see a huge possibility for you to end on an emotional note right now, and it's a little mechanical. The bridge between those flowers on the table that you're hoping don't wilt before the lights go down and the awesome music you worried will set the right mood. The first time I showed you that. Do you remember the first time I showed you a quick trick? Do you remember how it made you feel? Magic is for lovers. It's a great ending, too. It's a great salutation. A great ending here. These onto a new one. Yeah, this is good. So the emotional piece here, right here, is it's got to be about their family. You know, you have to bring it back to the people who are going to be at the wedding and what are they going to do? And there's this lull that I've just been seeing. I think I've been trying to work it into your ads a little bit when we've talked, but this addiction that people have, and the second they go to the phones and they fall into that mode of either texting or looking at Facebook, and what a nightmare that is at the one time of year that you have all this family together. So I want you to lean into that. I want you just to say that a big thing here is that you want people to be focused on the specialness of this day, the love, the connection, the family that they're never going to get, this group that will never, ever be assembled in this exact same way again. And the great parallel to magic of bringing, of the magic of bringing them together, you know, and you have this magic is for lovers, which is great. But, and you get into it down here in one of the emails where you really talk about when you were there as a guest and how, what a nightmare it was for you to watch this going down.
Yeah.
So, you know, your big pieces, your huge takeaway, your huge hammering points, and really there's almost too much in these things, but the hammering points, oh, let me get that, focus this on something else. The items you want to hammer are boredom, engagement, connection. Off phones. You know, this is the kind of stuff that it has to come around. I know one of the emails was really about you. It was let me see what that one was. It was it ended with a line that we have to change. This one. This is great. This one is freaking awesome. This is you're taking them right into it. Subject: secret wedding footage. Just attended a friend's wedding a couple weeks ago. My girlfriend filmed me performing for a group of people. Don't show this to anyone. I love this. Oh my God. You know, one of the biggest things we can do is helping people feel like they're a part of some special club, like they're being, they have some special access. That's such a great line. Don't show this to anyone. I love it. It's in caps like that. I just want to see what it's like to be in your guest's shoes. Grandparents, I love this. I had even an eye doctor offer me free LASIK if I told her how I did it. So this is the line. This is the line where it has to be about them and it's about you, right?
Yeah.
What family members will I meet at this wedding? So this is the one. This is the line that jumped out at me as a great time for it to be about them. So let me play with this for a second. You're only talking to brides in this thing, man. I would just stay away from men.
It's usually the plan.
Yeah, exactly. These comments. Yeah, I want to get this right to them. I even had my doctor offer me free LASIK surgery if I told her. Damn. God, I really, there's something that's going to send an arrow into the heart of these people. And I don't know if it's coming up for anyone else, but this is a...
Well, can it just be like... Like something like, who are your favorite family members or what awesome family members do you have?
Yeah.
Hey, Barry, when I think back to my wedding, and I don't know, AJ, are you married?
No.
Okay.
I was.
I'm just thinking from being married you look back at the videos and you look back at the pictures, and this was the day that people who are past have been there. It's the grandparents who's no longer going to be there. It's the uncle or aunt or cousin who passed away. And those, for me, those are the, it's kind of like the moment of that special gathering. So when I think about it, it's a time that you get those special people. I don't know if that helps, but that's kind of my first thought concept is the lost family members.
Mm.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I don't know if I should write about it though. Like half these people are going to be dead.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But you caught Aunt Vi's happy face that you'll remember forever as she looked for that card or something.
Yeah. Renee popped up. Imagine how great your favorite family members and friends will enjoy this as well.
Yeah. What will your relatives' children remember from your cocktail hour? Yeah, we want to bring this stuff back to question so that they can always bring it and put themselves back in it. So they're forced to answer. You know, just asking them even something, what will your relatives, children, and guests remember from your cocktail hour?
I was also thinking about offering, like, your first wedding is full price, your second wedding is 50% off.
Ah! Oh, man, that's messed up. you can pre-sell the divorce party.
Yeah.
That's wrong. Although, heck, man, an indie wedding, why not, man? That could be kind of, well. Yeah. Okay. So, look, I can go through these with you a little bit offline, but what I want each of these to do is have a close that you're going with, a specific closing strategy, and a question that you ask them at the end of every one of these things.
All right.
Okay. The closing, let me put up here.
Make your first wedding better than your second.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah, we can take this right down the hill real quick.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Yeah.
We just have to find the opposite of the hill. Whatever the opposite of the hill is, that's going to be where it's at.
Okay, this is one I want to have on here. It's so this is a closing technique that's awesome. And these may turn into subjects of your emails, AJ, but it's not your fault. This is basically the idea that, you know, you're doing this one time in your life, and the thought that you would ever get this perfect is almost impossible. And you may have a wedding planner, and the truth is I've been doing weddings. I'm Chicago's three-time magician of the year. I specialize in weddings, and I have experiences at weddings that even the most popular wedding planners have not even caught on to yet. So it's not your fault is a great close. And you can mention this in the subject, and you can mention it at the end to bring it back to it. It's not your fault at the cocktail hour, which is really, it's the wild card of the wedding, right? I mean, let's even put that down here.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, because it ties into you. The wild card of the wedding. It's like, it's the only thing you can't control, right? I mean, the officiant has the ceremony covered. The little kids who were walking up and dial, they have the cuteness factor done. You have the reception, the caterers covered that, the decor people covered that, the band, whatever. But there's this stinking hour that's right in the middle. It's the meat, you know, and it's this part that people leave to chance, and it's not your fault. I mean, that's the huge piece. That's the close I want you to do for this one. It's not your fault. It's the wild card blank. Don't. Okay. Another one I want to have you use is, I wrote down like 10 here last night. Okay, this is a good one. Reluctant Hero. This is a classic story. It's kind of like, you know, I didn't mean to get into this.
Hey, Barry?
Yep.
Yeah, it's some insight from a woman here. She says you don't want to say it's not your fault from a woman.
Well, no, because if you're thinking about it, you're not going to want to say, granted, okay, things went wrong, but it's not your fault. Well, that's going to be a trigger point that's going to say that something's going to go wrong.
Yeah, you know what? And that's a great catch, Michelle. What I actually meant was it's not your fault that you don't know about this.
Yeah, not your fault's not working with me.
Gotcha. Good. That's run that through the woman 2000 and see what comes up with that. The basic idea for that is there's no reason.
I get what you're trying to say. That wording isn't that's the awesome. Right wording.
I just handed every single thing in 30 days sugar free over to women because that's our whole audience. And I realized after 4.5 years of running this, I don't know how to speak like a woman. So thank you. It's a great catch. But it's all, yeah, I'm off the site. I'm leaving it. I have, in fact, I'm going to do a great podcast for you guys about that, about getting out of our own way. But it's, yeah, so that's a great catch. And, you know, the wording for that will be good to see. So AJ, store that. The idea of this one is definitely, though, that there's no reason you should know about how to do this, right? It's not something we're born with, not something you're taught. It's not something your wedding planner would even teach you. Okay, the reluctant hero one. And again, this isn't the subject of the thing, but this is, I didn't mean to get into this. I did it for a few friends. I saw how powerful it was. Started getting testimonials. Now I'm booked all year. All right, so this is the whole story on this one, AJ. It's like, I didn't mean to get into this, you know, but it's, does that resonate with you? Could you see how that could play?
Yeah, that's actually pretty much right exactly how it happened. These closes that you're writing, are these like emails for the funnel or are these like closing sentences for different emails?
Yeah.
Are these talk points at the expo?
You know, it's funny. Joel Bauer had a great line. I was talking to him a long time ago at trade shows, and someone was asking him, when do you transition into the close? And he goes, transition from the second I show up, I'm closing. It was so great. I just love that mindset shift. So really all five of these emails are about closing. You know, every one of these, every sentence you write is about leading towards helping someone see that their life is going to be better. So there is no, these could really be themes for the emails and all throughout. Yep. That was a great line. That was the same conversation when he said, he goes, when people call my office, I probably shared this with you guys, you know, and ask how much I cost. They go, and he yelled at the guy on the phone. He's like, I yelled at him. He goes, you don't ask how much I cost. You ask if I'm available. That kind of balls is intense, man. It's huge. So, I mean, you know, what is the version of that? Are you willing even to go that, I mean, and this goes right into the, this goes into another one of the closes I wanted to share with you. Money replenishes. And this is great because if people use this thing for an excuse, this can easily be one of your you know, I know weddings are expensive. I mean, you had some great numbers in something you sent me. It was like 80,000 to half a million or something. Is that a...
Yeah, there's an echelon of people paying over 250 grand for a wedding. And that's like what I want to get to in 2019. But I think I still got to do the 40 to 80,000 right now. Because 2019 is, or like once I get into the people that are paying, you know, $250,000 for a freaking wedding where they rent out like, you know, the Drake Hotel, you know, then I can charge $3,000 for my services and they won't even sneeze at it.
Right. God, I love that Drake Hotel, man. Best events there.
Yeah.
And close to the walk on the water there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the money replenishes itself. And, you know, this is, in a way, a bit of an argument with people who you're talking about working in 2018, those 40 to 80 people. These are people who may have some money concerns. But this is a great one for you to call out in advance that money replaces. I know weddings are expensive. What's priceless? How long is a wedding? Is it a
four or five hours? Yeah.
Yeah, 4 or 5 hours.
Hey Barry, should he be doing some legwork of really connecting with the high-end hotels and really getting in with those banquet managers? Because those high-end weddings are probably booked for 2019 already.
Yeah, and like the people that are paying 500 grand for a wedding are not, you know, walking through a wedding expo, you know.
Right. They're not those people.
They're not those people. That's not my market. So, you know, I do what I can. I reach out to them when I got my flyers made. You know, I'm, you know, sent them out to them. It's kind of too cold right now to walk door to door, but over the summer, that is my plan for 2019. And like, I do like how, you know, adding a magician for the cocktail hour, it can be, you know, booked a year and a half in advance, and it can also be like a last minute, let's get a magician for the cocktail hour thing. So I'm not 100% worried about the people that have already booked their venues, because it's kind of like a last minute detail.
It's an add-on, right? And that's wonderful, yeah. But yeah, what Dale's saying for the future to you know, to build that network, and I know you're already doing it, so it's a power. Do you know anyone at the Drake Hotel yet?
No. I used to know a bartender at the Cape Cod Room, but they closed that last year.
A simple way to get to know the manager, just call him.
Yeah.
The hotel. I mean, that's what I found. I know there are some entertainers who used to do the Drake Hotel that went through agents, but you just want to call the banquet manager. They'll probably pick up the phone.
Oh, yeah. They loved him. Yeah. It's especially if you can get, you know, you can always go back to the strategy from Showbiz Blueprint. Get in touch with that person, find them on LinkedIn, find out who they are, something that you guys have in common, something that you either support or like, or a case or a school you went to, friends, connections you have in common, and then find out when their next all hands meeting is and offer to come in and open it up.
Yeah.
Shit, man. So easy to do. Okay, good. So we're looking here. I didn't have the screen up for that. Money replenishes, you know, and this can be the subject of an entire email that, you know how expensive weddings are, what's priceless is the day of your wedding. I've seen weddings fall flat for what could have been solved for less than the couple paid for. And I don't know what that is, chicken or flowers or what, or whatever, open bar.
Their candy bar, you know?
Yep. You never... Okay, so this is good. This is a great, powerful close. This money replenishes, because it's something, you know, it doubles for calling an objection in advance and dealing with it. So the more of those that you can call in advance, the things that they wouldn't tell you, like money's a problem or I can't afford it, overcome them in emails. And the reluctant hero one, by the way, this goes later in the, this is probably, if you're going to do a five, this is probably around number four, because at this point, if they're still reading your stuff, they're going to be more interested in who you are. And once we find the right word for this, that that doesn't set off the woman alarm. This is definitely this is definitely number one. You know, this is big.
Trying to give brother a chance.
Hey, AJ, are you connected with any high-end bakeries in the Chicagoland area? Weddings, cakes.
Yeah, a couple of them. Actually, like just the bakers.
Yeah, you got to get to know those people because they're taking the cake orders. So if they're doing a cake for 5, 10, 20 grand, that's going to be your client right there.
That's a good idea.
This one, I don't know what to call, but if you only got, and this is where you start. This is basically, this is kind of like what you're doing in the email down below where you're talking about, you know, the grandparent said this to you, the kid said this, the LASIK surgeon. You're kind of summarizing stuff that happened at the wedding.
My wife just threw in, you want people to talk about your wedding. People still talk about our wedding because of the craziness.
Wow. Yeah, that's true.
When your father-in-law makes a dildo out of balloons, you kind of remember stuff like that.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. That was the only balloon animal he could make.
That's my first Facebook ad is a year after your wedding, will people remember it only because Facebook reminded them?
I love that. People still. Yeah. And you have that great testimonial for this. Yeah, this one is so powerful. If you find the things that, then my head is 30 years away from putting on a wedding. But what did we want?
Reduce the liquor costs by hiring a magician.
Oh my gosh. Do they? Yeah, they charge by the drink. Do they? Yeah.
Well, you're paying. Well, I know California. It seems like they pay by the drink. Hmm. In Chicago, you have open bar. But there are people who want to be on the cheap end who don't want it or control the number of drinks if they get drinkers.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a huge issue.
You know, it was always like my fantasy to do like make a whole kind of, you know, webisode, like, you know, like a sketch comedy thing of all like the typical wedding guests.
Yeah.
You know, and like, you know, the uncle that hits the open bar hard and starts flirting with the bridesmaids, you know, the divorced aunt and uncle that don't want to meet each other, and then just like have kind of little hints at, you know, a wedding magician kind of, you know, deflecting all of those little problems that can arise during the cocktail hour. But it's kind of a huge project to start undertaking.
Which is the better video? Which is a better video that your guests can take? Your drunk uncle doing the worm on the dance floor, or a magician doing a really cool act that wows your audience that they remember forever.
Yeah. Yeah. What's going to be?
What's the uncle doing the worm? Okay. So
it's a family thing.
It's a family thing. She wants to see the drunk uncle doing the worm.
I don't want to, but that's what I would remember. Cause you bring it up all the time.
She doesn't like card tricks, does she?
Yeah, I do.
Not done by me, but by you, she probably would.
Yeah, it's good.
And once again, these are for emails, right? These aren't like.
Yep. Yeah, this is and you know, you would do well to be so comfortable with these that you could have these conversations if something comes up in the live networking. It would be wonderful. You know,
yeah.
So you'll convert these things that I'm playing with here into your own talking points, into your own voice. But yes, definitely have these comfortable enough that you could, you know, pop in, that you could pull some of this stuff up, because these are all, you know, scientifically proven closes that work on certain triggers of social proof, of fear, of urgency, of you know, decision that they have to make. So group with managing.
And let me ask another odd question here. Have you focused this or thought of a specific like industry, you know, like doctors getting married or lawyers getting married? Who's the rich people getting married? Who spends the most money? Are they doctors, lawyers? Is it the lawyer's child that gets married?
You know, that's a great question. I kind of only have been focusing just on the engaged people. And one, like I said, this wedding expo is kind of just for people, you know, I think all wedding expos are just for people to see like the newest trends and to price shop. So like the really high end clients, that's just going to be after, you know, building my network of, you know, relationships with wedding planners and stuff like that.
Do you have a second funnel for, well, let's say I come to the expo, I'm there just for the wedding planner. Do you have a funnel just for wedding planners to dump in?
Yeah, it's a small one, but I do have like a 3-point funnel just for wedding planners. And then I like, whenever I update my video or update all my promo stuff, I have a blast just for them.
Because I'm thinking in an expo, you're getting two people. You're getting the people that are shopping to sell their service and possibly to network with, and then the actual bride and groom that are walking around looking for things for their wedding. I don't know of any. Those are the two people that come to my mind. Who else would be at the expo and why would they be there?
And you know, when I did the Toasted Wedding Expo out in San Francisco, the only people that I still have relationships with are the other booth vendors. Like the handful of leads that I got from that, you know, nothing went through, but I'm still in contact with, you know, the three people on both sides of me that were at the booth that day.
All right. I'm thinking my trade show stuff. Can you put together a funnel for all the booths around you to create like a network that you guys could share leads and stuff like that to, I don't know, some kind of small funnel that way, maybe a 3-5 piece. So you stay in current in front of those people, because those are the people that are going to possibly be talking to another bride and groom and go, hey, I got this great magician who could come out who may be dealing with a high end act.
I reached out to photographers and tried that, you know, like, hey, if you suggest me to everyone that hires you, like, I'll give you a little bit of a kickback. Nothing really came to fruition with that. And I reached out to a lot of photographers for that.
Yeah, you know, people are worried about their own business, honestly, AJ. You know, it's really hard. You got it. Yeah.
My wife just looked at me and said, photographers are cheap. So maybe it's the wrong people. Maybe it's the flower people, or maybe it's a group that you've networked with before that is successful. I'm just thinking, because if you're going to have 200 other businesses there, one lead from each one of them, you know, it's 200 jobs that you can maybe get more work from.
Make sure you talk to everybody in that.
Yeah, you know. The booths around you make more business than the actual expo itself in some.
So the actual, if we can talk about the actual like expo itself, you know, I'm on the corner. I'm going to have a helper with an iPad, and you know, I'm assuming my strategy is just going to be turn and burn, get them in with like a quick trick, a visualization, tell them like what I do, where it's best at, maybe shoot out a couple of these, you know, one-liner emotional hooks once I get them, you know, naturally under my belt, and then, you know, pass them off to my helper and be like, you know what, just reserve your date, check it out, because, you know, I can only do one day to weekend, and like, that's how I put them in. Or is it like, you know, go to like, hand them a business card or a flyer, be like, go to my website and get this, like, you know, free information packet, or like, you know, this guide, like, you know, the top 10 no-nos of the cocktail hour or something like that. Like, I'm trying to see how I should attack this for the most amount of leads.
So So, you know, with the overwhelm that people are feeling, we have to go for the easiest win possible. You know, if you could get something where you can collect their name on a text, that would be excellent. You know, if you can get them to even like a Facebook, you know, something, if you can get them to do it right there, they will get something else, you know.
Oh, that's a good one. Just like me on Facebook.
Whip out your phone right now. Take a picture with me. Tag me in it right now. Tag AJ. I mean, how do you do that? What's the quickest way to get that, have them like your page? If you can get a QR code that they can just, you know, scan with their phone and like the page right then.
Barry, there used to be a way of texting to get an instant like. I had it on a business card for Facebook. I don't know if it still works.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of services like that, and you can try them even on a tryout. You know, there's also these these bots on Facebook, but you know, it's it gets more complicated, and you know, we could run through that, but I think really, AJ, the best thing is, what's the easiest win you could have them do? Could you have them text you something right away for a indie bridal show special?
I wonder if it could be like, take a picture of me and tag me on Instagram, and all the tags that I get today, I'm going to pick, you know, one person to give a special gift.
Too much work, man. I'm not going to do that, and I know my wife won't. She'll text.
Yeah.
People are all about texting.
I mean, that's the way I deal with almost all the school moms and almost everybody I work with. Online, I had somebody text me some information. Yeah. So you got to put it in text form, because that's what they're doing.
Nobody wants to talk to anybody anymore. They just want it all information given to them right away, or text it, or because nobody checks. I mean, it's just hard.
Mm. Yeah. And as hard is never an ending point for me. To me, it's like, what value can we offer beyond that? You know, how can we stand out? So if you can have a text service with an autoresponder, easy to do, AJ. Probably a very cheap investment, actually. I haven't looked into them in a while. And especially if you can force a card, do some kind of a math trick. I don't know what it is you can do, because I'm not too tied into the magic scene, but there's something you can do that ends with them having the number that they need to text to.
Yeah. Do you know anyone that's had those... like Moo.com has those business cards with a chip in it where people just tap their phone and it takes them to...
Wow, I've not seen that up close.
Okay. Because I'm wondering if maybe I could get like one of those business... Because you can buy just like one of them. If I could get one of those business cards, it's like the Ace of Hearts or something. You know, do a trick, force them to Ace of Hearts, boom, and be like, now you want to see something cool? Take out your phone. They just tap their phone to it and it takes them to... my website or something, so it's already
Even if they take it takes them to your Facebook Messenger. I mean, if they could get directly to that from there and just drop a note in there and write indie, you know, just text, put in your Messenger the word indie,
you
know, we could set you up with an easy autoresponder, so they get to do it all on Facebook, which I'm sure a lot of those people are living on.
Yeah.
And that thing is called ManyChat here. I'm using this thing really effectively I've used it for a couple of Facebook Lives, and I got 62 subscribers to this thing just by having them put one word into the comments. They'll type menu or recipe or something like that. So I'm only doing this. Let's see. This is, let me see if I open that up. I don't know if I... Yeah, 62. So I've only been using it for a little bit of Facebook Lives, but I'll get 5 or 10 every time I do a Facebook Live, and I just pick a word. So if you can get one of those cards and it taps it and it has them go to your Facebook Messenger on your business page, you're home free at that point, because you can get them basically engaged in a funnel that asks them. I could show you how that works offline. It's probably not the best use of our time here, but they put one use. And the little dots appear as if they're typing, as if you're typing. And then it says, hey, great to meet you at the Indie Wedding Special. What's the date of your wedding? If they input something there, it says, great, let me check my book and get back to you. And then you get an indication that you have a message waiting for you. And then at that point, get them into the funnel, get them into the Facebook ad funnel. So let's look into that offline.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a really possible tech service. And then let's also put in your ManyChat. Okay. So maybe texting, maybe tapping their phones. Does that only work on iPhones?
It doesn't work on iPhones. It works on only Androids right now.
Wow, that's shocking. Okay.
I mean, it's maybe with the new iPhone 8 with the wireless charging thing. I don't know. There was a reason I didn't buy it, and I'm like, this isn't going to take off.
Yeah, that's not going to take off if it's not working on iPhones for sure. Okay. Good. So you're at the corner. What's worked for you at a wedding expo before? I know you said the San Francisco one. Did you feel like anything pushed you past the tipping point and made it easy for you?
You know, it's just like, it's literally my actual talents. You know, I gather a crowd, blow their minds, and it's like, you know, just imagine this at your wedding. And that's usually the big selling point.
Okay.
You know, it's like, how did you feel just now? Imagine your guests feeling like that. This is great for the cocktail hour. And then everyone's like, because we're still in the spot where everyone walks up and they're like, what, a magician at a wedding? I've never heard of that before. Mm. And so I'm like, yeah. And then, you know, I do something short and quick. And then they're like, holy shit. Yeah, this is great.
So that's a big point that they are don't know about this yet. Do you have an iPad playing with your highlight reel circling?
I have an iPad with just like a contact sheet, like name, date of your wedding, and email address.
So do you have a second? Can you get a second iPad for the day?
I can, yeah. I
mean, if you know for sure that one of their big objections is what the hell?
Yeah.
You have that great short video. Just have that thing on loop all day because people can walk by and see their guests laughing. When someone tells you that's an objection or when you get feedback that this is an objection, you got to kill it right away. That's gold. If you can have some photos even, you know, I don't know if they would be hanging on the wall. I don't know how you can present those nicely or just on a table with some.
I have two banners. So I'm got the smallest table possible because, you know, I heard I had one wedding magician lecture a couple of years ago. And he's like, you're always standing, you're in front of your booth, you're always engaging with the clients. You're not just sitting there handing out flyers because people don't want, you know. You like, it's your job to engage with guests at their wedding. So that's what you do at the wedding expo. You kind of like give them a taste of exactly what they're going to feel at the wedding expo. So you're never sitting, you're never behind your table. Your table is literally just a spot for you to have flyers that don't fit in your pocket. And
think about convenience. I mean, is there any kind of, how can we get things so it's at eye level for people when they're walking by instead of even having to look down at a table and an iPad? Because that's a moment of commitment to people. I was working at a trade show booth once, and they were telling me when they had these things at eye level, it's just their engagement was so huge. So,
yeah, you know, I could rent a TV and like hook it up to a computer. I have two banners, like I'm on the corner, so it's kind of like a good high, very high traffic spot.
Yeah, it's such a great spot.
I actually was thinking about renting a TV and having like, you know, my playing in the background and stuff.
Yeah, because if that's a big objection, let's kill it at eye level for them as they're walking by, not even have to look down at a table, not have to have any engagement, but they're, you know, they can even pretend they're not looking at it, which is a big thing. Yeah. And then you live there, bringing the 3D to it, getting the engagement piece, getting the opt-in. It has to be something where you get information from them and you have to advertise a indie wedding special. Even lean into the fact, I mean, you don't dress like a normal, you got these, kind of vests I've seen in some of your stuff that looks like you're that guy.
Yeah.
You know, so really leaning into the fact at this thing that you're my people, you know, these indie wedding people, people who would actually bother to come here, that's my people. I'm not a tuxedo magician.
Yeah.
You know, and you can, you don't even have to say that. You show that just by the way you dress at these things. But for them to opt into something right there as a indie wedding special that you're offering for this. And then boy, AJ, you can build if every one of your emails is based around a certain close, a certain strategy for close. I think I have six or seven on this sheet for you already. As you write on these, I'm happy to look at these and just make sure.
And so what do you think the timing of this would be? Should it be like, let's say I get 100 inquiries at the wedding. I'm shooting for more or at the expo. Like, yep. should this should this be, you know, in the next 7 days they get an email every day, or should it be in the
every
next
day.
Weeks? Every day, huh?
Oh, man, I would lean onto this stuff every day. And also, or what are you using to distribute this stuff? Are you using MailChimp or?
I got Mago.
Mago, okay, perfect. So you can see if they've opened it.
Yeah.
Hey, Barry, there's one thing he's missing. He's got to find the wedding date. Somewhere in that email, he's got to ask them their wedding date, because now everything becomes crucial back end moving forward from that date.
Yeah. Well, if I get there, like I haven't figured out the logistics if I like get their contact information with a text, but usually when they opt into my page, it's name, yeah, email, wedding date. And I make it clear to them that I only do one wedding a weekend, which is a damn lie, but.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No.
AJ,
yeah.
My wife is saying you should ask for the wedding date right up front, because again, they're brides. They're going to want to talk about that special date. They have it memorized.
Yeah.
It's in February. The wife is going to say exactly when the date is. So that's a special thing. So I think asking them when their special date is up front and kind of work that into the message too, because that's showing that you care about that date. That February 13th date is the only date that you care about. And you can kind of re-stress that you actually remember, not where somebody's going, oh, when is your wedding again? So I think that's a really cool idea. Extra personal touch.
You know what? That's actually a great idea. I could like be, when is your wedding date? And then go into, you know, a few tricks and like end with the toxic where, you know, the prediction is on their calculator and it's like, you know, 2/17/17. And I'm like, I knew that I was feeling lucky because that's February 17th, 2017, your wedding date. What? Hire me.
That would be insane. I mean, then there's these magic tricks that you can do where it seems to be where, you know, they have free choice all the way along and it ends up at that. I mean, that's, yeah, that'd be pretty mind boggling actually. Oh, we're going back to the side. Yeah. Okay. Dale's just showing us around.
She's taking that credit. That was her idea.
I see. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, good. Yeah, so yeah, there's a lot of notes here for you. There's a lot to do. I think that really what comes away from me from this, though, is to finalize your funnel. You know, first your opt-in process.
And I can have several opt-in processes too. I don't have to just, have one. I could have the card on command. If that's not working, I switch to something else.
Totally. And if you can have an iPad up, man, what was it? It was so funny. How did this work? Oh my gosh, Home Depot was at this thing I went to once. They handed people cards and there were people on both sides, so it looked like something you actually had to take like a program. And then we walked ahead and there was like a kiosk with like 30 iPads. And all it had you do was scan the little card and plug in your email. And it was a chance to win like $500 or something. But I thought it was probably the most impressive data collection. I saw the conversion rate on that just going through the roof. I stood and watched for a minute. So, you know, as easy as you could make that, if they could just plug in their email and nothing else and hit go and it sets up for the next one. I don't know the system for doing that, but I'm sure you could just have a web page load with a form, easy enough.
Yeah.
With the Mago form. The thank you page is the form again.
Should I have some sort of, if you book today and give a deposit today, if you think this is right for you, you get, 25% off.
Yeah. I don't want to use money, but, I would say at this thing to have your fees high enough that you don't mind having 25% off.
Yeah.
How about instead of that, why don't you do a custom trick with the bride and groom on stage?
You have that as one of your packages, right? Something for the wedding party?
Yeah, I do like a private show for the wedding party in one of the packages.
No, I'm not talking like about treat it like you would a CEO of a corporation. You're going to make the bride appear or the groom appear or something that way and make them part of the stage show. So that's the key of, if you book today, you're going to get this $2,000 additional package, which will make the bride appear on stage in a different wedding gown or something different or something strange that just blows their mind.
You know, I can see where that incentive would be a bonus, but I also think a lot of people that's not a selling point. I think the main thing that I try to sell is this is dignified, subtle, non-intrusive entertainment rather than Vegas style entrance. A lot of people, I don't think that would be a selling point for them is make the bride appear. This chick spent thousands of dollars on her wedding dress. I'm not going to stuff her in a box or teach her how to hide behind beads.
But you offering an upgrade to your ultimate package for people who book at the event today, no brainer. I mean, and it probably doesn't cost you any extra money.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yep. Just do a package upgrade to your ultimate.
My wife just pointed out this is an alternative wedding. It's an indie wedding. Yep. So the bride may not be spending $100,000 for her dress. She may be wearing something that her family has worn. Or something. You may have to do a research on that actually you may be able to get away with that because you're putting the traditional wedding dress in play.
Well,
so there may be more flex there than you actually think.
Yeah. Let's go down to that bullet point level offline a little bit. If you want to do that, let's stay with the big picture here. Cause I think there's a lot there. I mean, are these people, is it vegan people? Who are the people? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the whole indie thing is. It may be something there, but a safe bet is upgrading to your ultimate package, AJ. That's going to always appeal to people. We can get this for that. I mean, and it's a real urgency. It's a real scarcity. That is what you have available. You have a weekend. So for you to, and you have a helper there, you said, someone who can help?
Yeah, I'm going to have a helper. I still got to figure out who I'm going to have and who I'm going to train. Okay. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Wait, no, I'm not. Yeah, I got you. Sorry, I thought I was muted.
Hey, AJ, just think about that upgrade. When we did our wedding, because we were 25 people short from hitting the 150, the restaurant automatically upgraded us to top shelf alcohol. So that upgrade is almost automatic in that restaurant or the wedding entertainment field.
Yeah, I'll think about some upgrades that don't cost me any money because right now my upgrade is customized decks. And that definitely costs me money. That's why I charge.
Right.
Money. And just to circle around, I just checked on the Moop cards, the NFC chips. They now work for iPhones and Androids.
Gotcha. That's awesome. Buy one. Yeah. Buy one with an Ace of Heart, with whatever your whatever the card is that you want to play with on that. The thing is, at a showcase like this, and your friend nailed it in that talk you gave or when you talk, this is, doesn't matter what you say, people are looking at how you are. It's like raising a kid, they won't listen to what we say, but I tell you, every second they're watching who we are. And that's exactly what you have to do here. So the higher you can be, the bigger you can play, the more you can treat that expo as a wedding reception, bring people together, laugh. You don't have to talk. You're getting to show it. Let me call an official bathroom break, and then I want to come back and just kind of find out the action steps you want to take on this, and then we're going to move on.
Sure.
Bathroom break.
AJ, here's Renee. Because I'm at the moment planning on doing similar stuff like this, I'm looking for wedding locations and things like this. So I have someone who is collecting data to connect those people and things like this. I'm also thinking about doing Facebook ads, targeting engaged people, newly engaged people. And I looked into that already, on Facebook, that you can target them straight away. And I would like to talk to you one-on-one if this is possible. May I reconnect to you after the session? And
100%. Yeah,
possible.
Would be where do you live?
Germany. I'm from Germany.
Yeah, so you're not a competition.
AJ,
yeah, I do some stuff in Chicago. Who knows? Eh?
Yeah.
No, hey, AJ.
Yeah.
My wife just googled indie wedding in Pinterest. Check that out if you haven't.
You know what? Pinterest is huge in the wedding things. And I've tried to tried to learn how to dominate Pinterest, but I can't. I was actually
Don't dominate it. Get a feel of what their wedding is going to be like.
Well, yeah.
They're more bohemian than like a traditional wedding. They're going to be more outside. They're going to be more more untraditional.
DIY.
Dresses, that kind of thing.
Mm. Yeah.
So there's a piece of this that'll be a market research for you, whether they're your people or not, AJ, to some extent.
Yeah. Oh, they're my people.
And by your people, I want to also make sure that includes they have money to spend on this.
Yeah.
Yep. And would it be worth it to you if you could book things that day and have that that booking on the calendar to buy them a couple decks of cards and just kind of say that's an upgrade I give you?
Yeah, you know, like I still got to find the like the spot for the cheapest decks of like decent quality customized cards. Cause like right now the one spot that I had shut down and I got to go through, I already booked a couple weddings where I have to get them customized cards. So I have to really quickly find new spots for customized cards. But if I can find them where it's like $3 a deck, $6 a deck, you know, yeah, I'll definitely upgrade them for free. But right now it's like, I found one place where it's like, yeah, I have to have a 20 deck minimum and each deck is $15.
Yeah. That's that gets,
that gets pricey. You know, that's cutting into my bottom line if I'm just giving them a free upgrade like that.
Yeah. But if you can find them in that price range to offer a set where, you know, you give them a tiered pricing and you know, 3X, 4X the price, and you know, if they are $5 each and you charge them $10 a deck for every guest to get one.
Yeah.
It's these little extra things. They always give you something. I mean, they always have some kind of little takeaway gift. So, you know, this is a fine line stuff. I want to stay focused on this where I think we have some good ideas for this. What are you taking away from all this that you want to do and that you want some accountability on moving forward? And
like my action steps, I got to refine and update my my funnel. And then I have to figure out where am I at here?
Do you have a special website for this?
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things that
we're talking about that, aren't we?
We're talking about. I have my wedding page on, like, if you go to chicagoweddingentertainer.com, it'll take you to my site, but it's just a page on my overall site. So before the expo, I have to switch over to just a site so they don't get lost in the rest of my magic business stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, this is a challenge. I guarantee you, and we had talked about this the other day when we had a little session, but this logo is fine for what you're doing in the corporate magic world. And I don't know for sure that it paints the picture of Chicago's premier wedding magician. And it is. It has to be a different business. But, you know, you got great copy on here right now. You have a killer video. This stuff is coming together. You have the elements to make a dedicated wedding page that is, and what is it, Chicago Wedding Entertainer? Chicago?
Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, you have a good page here that has a good feeling for brides on this thing. But, you know, even things like some of these fonts, these are things that women look at these things differently. We could call in Michelle on this, but you know, the hard edge fonts, you know, these could look a lot different. I'm looking at the site that our expensive branding person did for 30 Days Sugar Free, and there's all these flowing scripts, and it has a female feel to it. So,
yeah,
you know, that's a place to look at. But you know, that can definitely be phase two of improvement here. We have some things we can do on the ground level here.
You know, so I got update my funnels, switch my site over, and then actually, I think my biggest takeaway from this, I'm sorry, I keep switching back, kill objections at eye level. I really like that. So that's, you know, me standing up and performing, that's like either, I'm really toying with renting a television. I have a friend who's, she does a lot of trade shows for Salesforce and some other companies, travels the country, actually setting up the booths. And so we're going to have a chat after the new year. And like, I'm going to show her the floor plan and everything and my space. measurements, and she's going to tell me the best way to like set up my booth for success.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
What's the size of it?
It's a 30 by 36 inch table, and it goes 30 inches deeper than the table. So it's like a 60 inch by 60 inch spot, but I'm on a corner. So it's like, I could literally like street magic the hell out of this. You know?
Yeah. You can you can totally do that.
Like even have a classy looking table and then, you know, stand up on a classy looking like milk crate or something. So I don't know how big, like someone said, don't gather a big crowd because that's, you know, if you gather a crowd of 100 people, yeah, you did a great show, but you can't talk to those 100 people. So it's like turn and burn. Just do like, you know, tiny little flashy trick with, you know, dollars or rings or money. You know, get them in there, show them something quick, pass them off to the person with the iPad. Grab someone else, pass them off to the person with the iPad.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, that's the difference at a trade show, why we gather massive crowds, because they have, you know, 15, 20 people working the booth that they get handed over to. So,
yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of good stuff today.
Okay, so I had just a couple action items I'd look at. You know, the funnels, definitely make sure they all are centered around a close.
Yeah.
Right? And I want to see these. I want to see these fairly soon. Switch settings.
What does that mean, switch settings?
I have no idea. Oh, this is site.
Switch site, yeah.
Yeah, kill objections at eye level. Memorize your closed conversations, a couple bullet points from each one, because as people are talking to you at the show, they're going to tell you their objections. They're going to tell, wow, we've never seen that. Yeah, almost no one has ever seen that. It's actually really popular in Europe and Japan, and it's happening in some of the great weddings in America now. It's something that's common in, you know, just these little conversations. Have you ever been to a wedding? Oh, and I also want you to come up with the questions. I have this up. I have a couple of these up at the very top for you to take a look at. You know, one, like if you could wave a magic wand, what would you want people to feel during your cocktail hour? You're putting them in the experience. Wow, I'd love that for them to connect. I'd love for them to laugh. Love for them to not get bored. Love for them to not start texting. Love for them to wish it was going on longer. Yeah, you know, people tell me all that stuff, and I've built my business as a three-time Chicago Magician of the Year around answering those exact dreams that people have. And then, hey, let me show you something.
Then
you can start one of your street shows, like right there.
Yeah, that's almost like a good header for one of my banners that's going to be up there. It's like, if you could wave a magic wand, what would you want people to feel at your cocktail hour?
You don't have your banners written yet?
I have one.
Okay, and you have room for one more.
I have room for, like, since they're 60 by 60, I have room for two more, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and so I'm going to say, put these on banners.
AJ, my wife wants to know, are you strictly doing this for the cocktail hour, or are you doing this during dinner time too?
Strong. So I got two packages. One is just the cocktail hour. You know, I'm in it, and then once everybody like transitions to go sit down, I'm done. And then I have the next package, which is customized decks, personal magic show for the wedding party, and then I work until the last person has food on the table, because sometimes, whether it's a buffet or plated dinner, sometimes it takes up to 40 minutes for the last person to get fed.
Yeah, it's nasty. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. Okay, so come up with conversation starting and put these on the banner, and even in parentheses underneath the question, it would be awesome to just kind of have this thing that says, you know, come tell me, or above, come tell me. You know, if you could wave a magic wand, you're inviting the conversation. And then really get clear on your Define Your Book Today upgrade and make that into something that your assistant knows and you know intimately, and you can summarize in one sentence and make it sound really good. And then every single objection that you've heard people talk about, get it and find a way to talk about it, find a way to connect it to a magic trick, to a social proof, to a quote, a testimonial. Every single objection they have, the more you can talk about them, the more you win.
Sure.
Yeah. Who's telling me this? Guys. Yeah. Anyway, get them talking. It's good. All right, good. That enough to work on? When do you want to follow up with me on this?
Let's hit after the new year. I got a crazy weekend ahead of me. And yeah, January's slow, so it's a lot of planning for 2018 and, you know, refining everything. So
awesome. Okay. So let's in the second week of January. I'm second week of, yeah.
All right.
And then sounds along awesome. The way, please start playing with those emails and look at the ones you have because you have good elements in those, but all let's modify them each for a close.
All right.
To be centered around one of those close strategies I shared. All right, cool.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, that was great. All right. We got
you're mute. You're live. No, I don't think so.
Four or seven. More water. Hey, Dale, will you talk a little bit about, just to bring others up to speed and so I can hear the state of the art of where you're at with introduce this project you're talking about?
All right. We got a strange little project here. It's not strange. I want to create a Facebook Live page, and here's my whole thought process of why I'm doing this. My goal is to make 60K yearly off this program. I could put away, because of my age now, I put 59K away a year, which means the goal of this is my retirement fund. This is what's going to fund my retirement. Now, I'm doing this through a website or a Facebook page. I don't want to do it through a website. I want to do it through a Facebook page.
Definitely.
That is Family Friendly Chicago. And the whole process is... being a parent now, having two children, going to have children probably for the rest of my life here now. I'm going to events that are family friendly or venues/stores that are family friendly that people in the Chicagoland area would like to go to. Now, I'm not looking to really run this because I'm a family friendly entertainer. I think the majority of the people I'm going to be speaking to will be female that are researching where to take the kids, what to do with the family. So this is more my wife's project. We're picking Chicago because there's roughly 2.7 million people in Chicago, or if we, because we live here also, but we live in the suburbs, but there's 12 million people in Illinois. So there's a big enough crowd that we could possibly do an affiliate program from this to generate revenue, to look at advertising to the major sporting events or Chicago, Illinois tourism. There's money to be made. If I go online and I look at the family friendly stuff, there's only one guy in Chicago that seems to be doing something, minimal hits. The rest is just family mom posts.
Yep.
I think there's a big void right here. Chicago has two things going for it now. Trump talks about how many murders we have. We're one of the highest murder capital. So we have a lot of negativity. But Barry just talked about how he loves Chicago. Chicago is a very loved city.
Yeah.
It's got great food. It's clean. When you talk about Chicago, people talk very highly of it. So I think from that point, there's a much more positive than negative. So there's more reasons to people to like the Facebook page than not to like it. That's kind of my mind thought so far.
I love it. Great brain dump about this. So let me tell you some things I love about this first. It's authentic. It's your guys' life. You're perfect models for it. I love that you're smart enough to stay out of it from the very beginning, unlike I was with
Sugar
Free. And it's something I completely agree. It should be driven by Michelle. I've only seen Michelle once from about 8 feet across the room laying on a couch. I don't know. No, it's fine. It's fine. And it's fine. What I want to find out is how comfortable she is in being a spokesman, a leader, a player. And hey.
Hi.
What's your comfort level with doing something like this? Uh-oh, we lost the mic. I'm not hearing you anymore.
Online, then it would be better.
Sorry about that. Can you start over? The audio just came back on.
Oh, sorry. Dale's playing with it. Talk to people online. Like this one-on-one is great. If I'm in a group of people, I get nervous when I have to talk to them.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So if I'm just talking, you know, like I'm talking to you, I'm perfectly fine. I can handle it.
but having to talk to like a group of people. Like there was one time a long time ago, I filled in for Dale doing balloons. I drove there the entire time. I cried and wanted to throw up. So yeah. Doing in front of people is different than doing a web thing like this. So yeah. I'm better with it.
Awesome. So I'll just tell you some feedback I have on this. It's this is what you're looking at is an eyeball business. It's about gathering a crowd because with a following, you have the ability to make money a number of different ways. I mean, the ways advertising and affiliate programs, of course, being the two big ones that Dale mentioned, those are wonderful. For you being able to hook in with local businesses, hotels, attractions, products, kids resort, hotels, all the business, local businesses, you know, climbing, biking, segways, everything that there are people to do, their goal would be, and you have to set position this so that their goal is to be on the family-friendly Chicago show. That's it. And this has to be set up as a show. You guys have to go live regularly. You have to do what's called live streams, which are a little higher production, which freaking Dale, man, you know, I took a course in this, you know, and I watched his live the other day and he's got so many of the elements already set up, which is great. You know, using free software, he's built himself a thing that looks and feels like a real show, a produced show. That level of production has to be on a regular schedule. Maybe it's 2 days, 1 day a week to begin and then 2 days a week eventually. And so really the first few months of this thing is doing nothing but providing content. And you're probably not going to get interviewers yet, interviews. You may, if you know some people, I'm sure you're well connected in Chicago. It would be great to get some practice ones to get going with whatever businesses you know. How can you highlight the family-friendly piece of this? Developing a show format. And I'm sorry, this is just going to be stream of consciousness for right now. We can clean it up on notes later. But stream of consciousness of creating a live show that people know what to look for. They're going to get, you know, the who, what, when, where, and why. They're going to get some special to offer when they mention that they saw you on the Family Friendly Chicago website. This is data you need to start collecting. You need to start posting at least 3 times a day to the Facebook page, just things that are happening in Chicago. And this is no content creation for you, Michelle. This is your safe spot, right?
Yeah.
This is doing some web research. This is finding articles, finding specials, finding stories, YouTube videos, Facebook videos, flooding this thing literally with Chicago. So I'm going to take some notes as I do this. So the content on this. And you guys watch it on replay. You can do this in any city. I spent some time yesterday and this morning looking at San Francisco, Denver, Philadelphia, for people who are running Facebook pages like this. And the majority of them are people who had an idea like this and they did what I will never allow you to do. And that's quit until you really have a reason to do it. But they have 100 visitors and they started it. You can tell the date when they stopped it. And it's a great idea. It's so powerful. And we'll get into some strategies for making sure you don't quit. 3 times a day.
Hey, Barry, we'd like to work in a schedule that this is something that's like 8 hours for the week. We want to put a kind of a time frame on this. So if we're delaying stuff.
I love it, Dale.
We don't want this to be our life. We want this to be what pays for our retirement money.
Holy. And this would be an amazing thing to batch into 2 mornings a week or 1 full day a week. Like this is our Chicago Family Live Day. I know people who do that, like Pat Flynn, who does Smart Passive Income. He does a Ask Pat podcast, which is every day, but he records them all in 1 day and batches them. It's just 1 day. And that should be, and you know from Facebook, on a Facebook business page, you can schedule posts. So it can all just be scheduled to release throughout the week. And you can look like the most active page in the world by having this stuff released. I had a VA who did all that for me on the sugar page for 1.5 years while we built the following on that page. So 3 times a day, connections. Everybody who has a Chicago-based page. right? You have to be connected to all those people. They have to get to know you and love you. You know, your work on this thing originally, and there's a couple phases for this thing. You're in the launch phase. When you're in the launch phase, it's just about you putting out content. And this could last anywhere from 1 week to a month, depending on how much you want to put into it. But if you can get three things going out a day and just start building this page, and when you get one that gets a little tiny bit of traction, send an engagement ad to it for $5, and you'll start getting people to like that, to share that. And then, so the first thing is to get to 100 people, right? I mean, at 100 people, you can do a little bit more when you get that. Then it's getting to 1,000 people, and then it's getting to 10,000 people. And each of these phases, we can continue to work on this as it grows. But the getting to the 100 is not hard. You want to do a handful of posts for a few days, so you get 10 or 20 posts on there, and then you're going to do a like campaign, a like Facebook advertising campaign. And then you're going to get to 100. And then the next phase after that, and let me just give you both these right now, you're going to start sharing the posts of yours that have gotten a little traction on other Chicago pages. And you're going to tie it into what that page is about. If it's a Chicago food page, you're going to do some story that was on in the Chicago newspaper about it. You're just going to highlight it, grab that link, have it on your page, and post that on the pages that are about restaurants, food, eating, dining in Chicago. And you'll get more likes from that to get up to 1,000. And then you're going to look for really, really shareable stuff. Maybe it's short videos that you guys make. Maybe it's Dale doing a quick balloon page about a party in Chicago that ends with just balloons exploding, or, you know, whatever it is. I'm not going to choreograph that one for you. You're masters at that. But something that's really about Chicago. And that's the stuff that goes viral within the Chicago pages. So these three different, let's just talk about audience on here for a second. 0 to 100. Is that your kids there, right?
They're fine. They're downstairs with their cousin playing
nice
video games.
So this is the audience for these things, how we get these.
It's nice to know we have a good monitor, picks up the kids, you know.
Oh yeah, that mic's doing great. Yeah, it's not loud. It's just I just get it going. And then this is yeah. Oh, come here. Here we go. Okay, let me get rid of that. So that's audience, and this is audience building. And then this is content. And let's put some things on here. So at first you're just going to build, just get an inventory. And this will take a little bit of practice, but you guys can do this for sure. Share like crazy. It doesn't matter at the beginning. You're just building up a page. It has some history. So, you know, set up a Google alerts for Chicago.
Those blogs that I did. A while ago, I had been doing like what's happened with me blog. I did on the MBD2 website. I was posting, I think I have probably over 100 of them. Like, you know, the kids went back to school today, thank God, you know, that kind of thing. You know, this is what I'm going to do from now on. The kids are out of school. What am I going to do with them? We're on spring break. The weather's crummy. Should I put that stuff on there?
You have all those written down? Those are great.
I have all those done already. They're already posted. They've been posted on to the Facebook page from it's been a couple of years now already.
What page? What are you talking about? I'm not sure.
Dale had mbd2.com web page or Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Page. I'm sorry, Facebook page. And I was posting those every once a week, and then it went to maybe once a month, but I have probably about 100 of them, surprisingly. Could I put those up there and just say, hey, you know, this is what I wrote, this is, you know, what's going on, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so, definitely, but curate them out a little bit. Always make sure you have this timely and local hook. These are going to be your pieces here. And just run everything through that, whether it's a... if it's about something else, just look at what can I do for the timely and what can I do for the local hook, because that's really the power of this page right here. Have you guys decided 100% on a name yet, or could we use some brainstorming around that?
Brainstorm on the name, because we just want family-friendly Chicago. Oh, we know the title Chicago's got to be in there.
Oh, of course, yeah. So I love family-friendly Chicago. I have no problem with that. I think it's you know exactly clear. It's not cutesy. It's not... you know, you're not hiding behind anything. You're not making people think. And that's the best thing we can do on Chicago. And this actually ties into AJ's thing too as well. People are looking, people are on Facebook. That's where we want to kind of base a lot of this stuff around if we can. We want to keep them in their native environment.
Yeah, if I look online, Barry, I'll show you my monitor. It says family-friendly outings in Chicago, family-friendly Halloween events. Chicago, I just went on Facebook and I did Family Friendly Chicago.
Yeah, I'm going to put it up here too so we have it on the recording.
I'll give you better. I didn't create the page yet, but this was just things that I was finding.
Gotcha.
Which again, Facebook may be giving me a different search results than you.
Yeah, so I looked up Chicago family destination. I think I was looking up a bunch of words with like destination, activities. Getaways. I was looking up all these words. Chicago. Oh, shoot. Family. And Chicago, Facebook fills things in like this for us. So when we just start typing family Chicago, we start getting all these things. Chicago family destination. Chicago, a family travel destination. So these are posts, all public posts. Facebook will show groups, it'll show pages. And if you don't see any on here, this is not good. So let's just go to Chicago. And here's a good practice for all of us.
Yeah, because there's one that says free things to do in Chicago. That was just a post.
Yep, those are posts. So these things on here. So let's look up other places that we can start thinking about. Well, these will be good.
Because I only see two sites that have links. And then the other one, there's the only group that I see is Chicagoland EMS Family and Friends. But they only have 496 members. That's close.
Right. So come to these pages right away and just start doing Chicago food. So here's Eatery. This has 93,000 people, 33 Food Magazine, Chicago Food Authority. And you can hit see all here and there'll be, you know, some other things. Food Babe is not a Chicago-based thing, but Chicago Kids. Let's just kind of see what people are doing in pages here. This is your research. You know, this is it because these are the people you're going to connect with. Chicago Kids, 8,000. Okay, so these are pages. Free things to do in Chicago with kids. Wow, 103,000. This is great. So these people will be friends of yours. Threadless, that's a national company. Happy Kids Chicago, 31,000. Kids First Chicago, 2,100.
I can post those up there.
So the two things that I really am interested in you guys building right now is how you're going to get people and what content you're going to serve them. Studying these couple pages will give you some ideas for at least what's being liked. Start sharing these people's stuff. There is zero competition here. I just want to stress that. It doesn't matter what people are doing in Chicago. You have no competitors, and they won't either. The place this is going to jump out into the next level is when you start really specializing in live video. Whether Michelle's the host of that, whether Dale's the host of that, maybe you guys are doing it as a couple, just setting up a little. What's that?
He's doing it.
He's pointing at me.
This is her job. My job, I got other things to do in life. This is
He's already got a whole list of things for me to look up, so.
Yeah, but what if through affiliate marketing and charging advertisers, you know, when you guys have 20,000 followers and you have some engagement on your page, you're going to be able to go to local businesses and say, here's what spots on our show cost. We do a 15-minute live interview on scene. We get this amazing technology, which I have seen now. I was part of a launch party for it. It's called Switcher Studios, but it lets you do live broadcasts from literally anywhere with multiple cameras all on an iPad. There's no work. So you guys could have an interview that you could do a highlight on their show, a commercial message for $100 a month, you know, and they get one a month on there, or one or two a month, whatever the packages are. You can come into our studio. We can do a live with you where it's a 15-minute show and we highlight some of your specials, and those are $500 each. And you're on a monthly recurring on these things. So, you know, there's no end to doing this. So start looking for people who have followings. This Chicago Kids one, you know, this is probably a great site for you. And just let's see what they're doing. Oh, man, are they back? Okay, so they're staying up on stuff. This is great. You can kind of just start to see what are they doing.
Well, I found online, you can find the events near you too.
Yep.
So we have free day at the Illinois Shedd Aquarium, or at the Shedd Aquarium. There's music, there's, you know, girls night out. But there's all kinds of things that you can just, I mean, I could post this stuff now and just, you know, the Children's Museum, Mother Nature at the Little Red Schoolhouse is a nature thing near us. I can put all that kind of stuff on there. Just all the free events that are near, well, not free events, but events that are near me for kids.
Okay. So let's talk about categories, because categories give you a real framework to work on this. And especially if you're going to try and do this in a batched day of the week or however you're going to do this. And I would really suggest a couple days a week. Like if you could do one, like a Tuesday, Thursday, something like that. So you have time to develop, and then Wednesday or later even Tuesday, and then Wednesday, and then Thursday, when you go back to work on Thursday on it, the brain has had some time to multiply out on this stuff. So there's events, there's education, there's weekends.
Sports.
Sports, right. Tourist. Adventure.
Electronic gaming.
Yeah. Maybe there's even a thing like drop-off where you leave your kids where the parents go, cultural. So, you know, we could list a ton of categories here, but really which ones rise to the top for you and which do you want to be known for? Because you could be, and Todd wrote a great comment, Chicago families. I mean, that's kind of a cool idea. Just, you know, that's kind of, although that kind of tells me it's more for people coming to Chicago.
A lot of that stuff is for like tourists.
I mean that's almost like people who live in Chicago families. That's kind of what it says to me. Where yours is look what these guys had pop up. Do you see this? They have an autoresponder that I was on the page for a few seconds, so they're using ManyChat right here. Yep, so they had something pop up when I was on their page for more than a few seconds, which is great. So they've engaged their messenger here.
Is that paid service, ManyChat?
Yeah, ManyChat. It's cheap. It's like $10 a month for 500 people. And I'm still in that limit there. But the power of it is seriously out of control. When we put it to use with our new leader, it'll do wonders. It allows us to deliver full funnels to people and engage them right on Messenger.
Does that go to your text or just your Messenger?
It goes right to my Messenger.
Okay.
So I have that on my phone, so it's really the same. Yep. Great. So family-friendly Chicago. Is that what you're thinking of? Is that the name? I'm sorry, I don't have it written down.
Yeah, that's the name that we've been kicking around. We haven't put too much thought into it. It was just the first thing that popped into our head.
Yeah. Let me get that off the screen here. Yeah.
FF Chicago.
What's that?
Just FF Chicago. That was it. Family friendly Chicago.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. So you have all these categories for content, and your goal for as a content curator, Michelle, is are you familiar to use Google Spreadsheets or Trello or anything like that? Can you have a place where you can?
I don't personally know how to do that stuff, but I'm sure Dale does. He shows me a lot of the stuff anyway, and then I show him the other stuff. So.
But she's used Excel. She uses Word.
Gotcha. So if you could have a spreadsheet of this stuff and just have all your categories on the bottom and literally have this stuff as such a part of your life that you're able to just go, oh, here's an article. Boom. Put the link in there. Put the link in there. Because it has to happen. And I love the idea that you guys are going into batching it and wanting to do it in a set amount of time so that we don't have to, we don't have to make it your life, but instead make it something that lives in an airtight container. Nail the categories down that you want to talk about, become known for that, and then start connecting with people. So I already have down here who you need to start connecting with. I guess what I want to talk about is, when do you want to get going with this? Do you want to make it a New Year's project? Do you want to start picking some days and getting some accountability around it?
I wouldn't be able to start anything until after the kids go back to school. It's too hard to do stuff. So they go back to school on the 9th. So I can do it to start at any time after the 9th.
Okay.
Technically, with grabbing the Facebook page and getting one or two things posted, should that be too time-consuming? Probably doing the three a day may be a little cumbersome at the moment. But getting the Facebook page and getting that going, we could get that done before the new year.
Okay. Have you done the schedule post, Dale, as opposed to just posting?
I've done schedule posting, but okay. I haven't done it with this, but yeah, I've done that over the years.
Perfect. Okay.
Because I've noticed they even got delayed video broadcasts now, too.
What do you mean by that? I'm sorry.
You have delayed video broadcast when you want to broadcast your video, too. You could actually delay that in Facebook.
Right. Yeah, so setting up a Facebook Live, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, setting up Facebook Live, right? You can. I do that on online. I schedule, and it's got a button there for them to get reminders. So that's another thing we will definitely do. I don't know if you can do that with OBS. Can you put in the RTMP number of where you want to go?
I think you can.
Okay, so yeah, if you can do that, it's wonderful. It goes out there. You can. There's a trick around sending traffic for it for people to get a reminder. I can show you. But you know, this is an eyeball business. Bottom line, Michelle, the bigger your numbers are, the more clout you're going to have with local businesses. So for the time, your only job, and whether that starts on the 9th or whether it starts late at night with just getting comfortable with collecting what you want to share. And I'll just give you a warning. If you're the kind of person who needs it to be perfect, that's something you're going to get to really work on overcoming. Because sharing Facebook pages, posts on a business like this, it's only about not perfection, but quantity, getting them out there. One of the best things you can do is start looking for posts that have a whole lot of likes and shares and just share that right on your page. It's automatic built-in traffic.
Okay.
Automatic authority. So heading over to one of these Chicago pages and just finding one of them that has, you know, one that already has, you know, 1,000 likes and some shares. What does this page have? 8,000 people. Let me just find the one of the big ones. But you just sharing that on your page, writing your own little comment about it, doesn't this sound awesome for a weekend in Chicago, and just sticking in that place's link. So you're not grabbing the thing and sharing it. You're not sharing a free things to do in Chicago. This is great. Let me just grab one.
So you're not sharing, you're not actually going to the article, sharing it.
Right. You're sharing it right from here.
So yeah, you go to the article, you hit the share there.
Yep.
Okay.
And boy, that's going to get these people to love you. So, I mean, this one has 48. This is great. Free ice skating for the kids at Wrigley in Chicago. Just hitting share to a page, and then boom, you would just share that right to the page you want with your own little comments about it, you know? I broke my bat skating or something, you know, like whatever.
That I can do.
Exactly. I was thinking.
That's easy enough.
Yeah. And then here you're going to share to the page you want, and then posting as your page. So you're going to post as Family Friendly Chicago.
Right. Yeah, because I was taking care of our PTO website or our PTO Facebook page for our school for a while, so I was posting a lot on that, but it was just information about like the school stuff. But I would also copy stuff from the the school district and put it on there and all that kind of stuff. So that's basically about the same thing that I'm doing.
Yeah, beautiful. I come here and post stuff from Sugar Free Mom all the time. She has 250,000 followers, which is great. So if I find one like this that has 1,479 and it's not loaded with sugar, which this one certainly...
It certainly looks a lot like sugar.
Yeah, this is something that I wouldn't use on my page because my page is all about no sugar for 30 days, but they use like, you know, honey or agave. So I don't like that stuff. But when I find something that's got a ton of shares, I just put it on my page. So Sugar Free Mom knows about me from that. So it's nice stuff to do. So that's just a real powerful way for you to start building your audience. So, you know, your main goals on this thing.
Let's back up for a second. What type of page should we actually create? Because Facebook gives you a couple different Facebook options.
Oh, good. Let's do that online. You can just share your screen here. We can do it right on your screen.
All right.
Let's talk through this because I think this will help everybody. You know how to do screen share and Zoom?
All right. Let's.
And I'm going to make yours full screen so I can follow along.
Your screen.
And then just pick the screen. There we go. I got it.
Is that my screen? You see that screen, Bear?
Yeah, it's great.
How's the audio? I switched my mic a little.
Yeah, you sound great.
Okay.
It's on two-way, babe. So catch both of those.
All right. This is a Facebook page. So,
yeah, so if you go to any page, it'll go down a little bit. Hit the.
Now, page. Am I creating an actual page or a group?
You're going to go to a page, no group.
Okay.
So go up in the center where it just says pages in the top center.
Create a page. This is how I create a page.
Okay, I'm not seeing that screen or I'm not seeing you move. Maybe you don't have the right one shared.
Okay, let me see here. Which one? Are you on this side? I get two screens now, man. You see my...
Yep, that's the one we're on.
All right, there we go. All right, create page.
So as a group of the people here, are we cool with family friendly Chicago? Chicago family friendly or destination? Do we want to play with that word? Do we want to?
No, I don't want to put destination because that sounds too much like tourist.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Well, you know, and it's funny, there really are two audiences for this thing. You know, there's the people who live there and that's great. And then there are these people who are coming to Chicago who are, you know, will be looking at Chicago. And you can even advertise in Facebook Manager for people who are on vacation in Chicago. You can show ads just to them.
See, I think my personal thought is family friendly Chicago kind of covers both areas. When you start putting destination in, you eliminate the local business going, well, I don't deal with out-of-towners. I deal with just the local neighborhood.
Yeah, because the local mom and pops. The local mom and pop restaurant isn't going to go, oh, we're going to advertise with, you know, the destination, you know, downtown locations that everybody's going to want to go to.
Right. People who are getting people one time. It's not. Yeah. So great. I love talking this through. I'm very hip with family friendly Chicago. I think it's great. And I also like that it just came up early in your process. I mean, to me, that's there's something about that. So
would I be going in and, because I'm not a local business, I'm not really a place. Is it my brand or a product or a company or organization? Which?
Let's take a look at all these things here. So, yeah, it's interesting. Maybe let me pop onto a screen and let's do it just a tad. If you click on that cause or community, what's the deal with that? What do they tell you about that? The cause or community?
Let's see, Giants Sport. Okay, but clicking.
Let me take a look at this page right here. Let me look at this free things to do with kids in Chicago and see what's going on there. And. It's called local and travel website. Yeah, they're using community. I'm pretty sure that's what it looks like on here. That's his local and travel website, though, about their thing. Is there anything on there? Local business or place? Yeah, you're not a local business or place. That would send you the wrong people.
Well, that free things to do in Chicago, they also have a website, and they are posted as local and travel website.
Right, I see that. Yeah, I'm looking at them.
All right, just Googling here real quick.
And there it says about keeping you up to date on free things to do and places to go with your kids in Chicago and the suburbs. We let you know where to find kids eat free deals, free events and festivals, free museum days, and much more. Visit kidwinks.com for even more.
Yep. Kidwinks Facebook page. Yeah, I don't know how this company is monetizing their thing, but they've done and it may be through affiliate offers. Maybe they're doing some, yeah, I would study this page a little bit. Kingwind, baby first, happy Easter, free admission. Colson Park Conservatory. I imagine they are monetizing this thing. And it makes
all their things are coming up free events. Everything is free, so they're not.
They may be building a mailing list over at their website.
Free things to do in Chicago with kids.
So everybody gets.
Got some mistakes. Yeah. This is interesting.
See, also as an entertainer, I thought I'd kind of suck off this for doing parties.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad idea.
On their website, they do have categories.
Right. Yep, I see that. Yeah, browse by categories. Right. So they're a directory. I mean, that's really what they're looking like, a directory for Chicago, and there's probably some.
There's their actual website.
Some monetization in there. So it's funny, their category is local and travel website, and I'm not sure where they saw that on, finding the Facebook create a page. Gotta go. Hey, see you, Mick. See you soon. And AJ, talk to you soon, man. See some comments coming.
Oh, no, I'm sticking around. I just said later to Mick.
Oh, later than that. Gotcha. Okay, good.
Yeah, that just looks like a directory site, so I'm sure they're selling.
That's where the monetization's happening, yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm going through it now, and all I'm seeing is...
I mean, Dale, what you should look at doing is, like, try to see if you can have affiliate links for people to buy tickets to, like... Have you ever heard of Mr. Dave? Mr. Dave is a children's musician. He's like one of the hottest things in Chicago for under like 0 to 2 years old. And if you could have like an affiliate program with him, just like, so if like once this gets traffic, if people like, you know, buy tickets to his events through you, you get a little bit of a kickback.
I understand where you're going. I actually looked at, I pulled up, and you can see on the screen, a site that's the top 10 affiliate programs for 2018.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's great.
There's quite a few of them.
Yeah.
I didn't realize eBay had one. Again, I don't know where the process is going to take me. So, again, some of the affiliate links, I thought, because Amazon's back in Chicago, any books on Chicago, any books on... anything can do there, but first question comes about is what page do I want to set up?
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, this has always been very clear cut for me when I've set one up, and this is interesting. Yeah, I'm
because we're not a local business. We don't have a time or place. We're not technically a company. Well, we are an organization or an institute. You kind of look at it that way.
That, you know, I'm looking under company and click that, and then you'll see there's a pull-down menu, and I'm just trying to see if one of these makes sense for you.
Choose a category, aerospace company, biology.
I mean, I could almost even see you education. Going to media news company, which is under that. I mean, that's a possibility.
Retail science.
See, this one didn't have a category.
Right, that one's not a, that's not a pull-down list on that one.
Yeah, brand products. I mean, not that. See, now you can look at entertainment.
Yeah, I looked at that. None of those categories seem to make any sense in my eyes.
Podcast, performance arts.
I mean, it's funny, as entertainers, we've always had a hard time with lists like this.
Yeah, because they never fall into our realm.
But going into Canada to do a show, there is a one of those codes, passport codes for juggler. I found that out.
We're just watching a rerun of The Big Bang Theory, and they're talking about jugglers.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, how to bore people. Be a juggler. See, that profit organization, political party, preschool, religious organization, school. I mean.
So, you know, look at brand or product. I mean, that list, my second choice so far is
app page, brand. Be a brand.
It would be a service, wouldn't it?
Are we a service?
Where do you see service? Is that under?
It would be product service, I think.
Yeah, product service, yeah.
Under.
I'm just bringing up other like.
Yeah.
Product service, right? Yeah.
Every Facebook or different Facebook pages to see what they're under.
You know, product service seems like a reasonable guess for me on this one.
Because it would be a service. We're providing a service to people who want to know what's, you know, where to go.
Well, I'm also looking at the group. Luggage companies, board games, brands, kind of Chicago car dealers, Chicago electronics, not that much, maybe furniture companies in Chicago. I don't know about jewelry store, cooking, office supplies.
I'm looking at some of my pages just to see how I selected these. Oh, I did mine as an author page. Yeah, that's changing. I'm going to be looking at doing this pretty soon.
Yeah, so here's, I mean, do you go under... artists, bands, and public figures, we're not really those.
Right. You know, my after looking at this, I'm really feeling like product services in this is best for you. I'd be open to some
of Sorry, my wife just gave you the snap and the clap. So, yeah, that's, I guess, where she's going with it.
Yeah, I mean, because under this one, you can have website, which is, I think, what that other one did, product service. Brand or product service name. So they clicking. Yes, it's funny. This is actually where we're going to go with 30 days sugar free. I think we're doing this brand
or family. F A M I L Y. Friendly. F R I E N D L Y.
I'm coming close to check. Yeah.
All right. Hey, click get start.
And let me ask you one thing about this before you hit click start. I mean, is there something Chicagoland family friendly? I like these words, and I just kind of want to think about what would somebody plug in? Would they plug in Chicago first? Chicago family friendly. Chicago almost seems like the big call for this
thing. You're right there.
Chicagoland would be more because we're not doing all the city of Chicago.
Yeah, but when people type in stuff to do around Chicago.
Family stuff.
if you're Googling it, babe, what would you Google?
Chicago. Free kid stuff. I would do something like that.
Family stuff in Chicago?
Hold on 1 second on that, Chicago.
See, now you're taking it from an out-of-towner's point of view. Because you're putting designation first.
I'm doing that?
Yeah, because if you're thinking Chicago, I'm thinking, well, what's the fun stuff to do around, with Chicago? That's kind of the way my thinking is.
Because we're in a suburb of Chicago. We're outside of
the city. It doesn't matter where you guys are. I mean, you know,
I interviewed a guy, a lady in London yesterday. It doesn't matter where you're at. It's just the focus of your page, you know?
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, the thought process is you thought Chicago first, but if you're looking around, think of your hometown. Would you put your home city in and then fun stuff, or would you say fun stuff in your city?
No, I do the city first.
You always do city first.
I mean, I just type it in because I just get a bunch of stuff that comes up. Even when I do this, it's just like Grass Valley Peeps, Grass Valley Fun, California Courtyards. It's just, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, my results are a little skewed now because this is all stuff.
I'm gonna stop share, Bear. I'm going back to your screen.
Yeah, no, this is all. I was just saying this is all skewed now because this is all stuff I've put in.
Anybody else? Somebody else chime in. Renee, when you look for something in your hometown, do you put your hometown first and then the city, or is it the city then the hometown?
To be honest, I don't know what's the difference for me. I mean, you know, I'm German.
If you're looking
in town, it's the same to me.
Yeah, but if you're looking to do something fun in your city, do you type in your city, then something fun, or do you type in something fun and then the city name?
Usually, if I look for a magician, this is what I do, but I don't know. I look for a magician in the town. So it would be basically if you want to go to a theater or something like this, I would type in theater and town. If this answers your question, this is what I'm doing.
Okay. Yeah, coming to think about it, if I'm going to look for something in my city, I would type in Orland Hills free stuff, and then that would give me like the stuff around me.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. And Todd asked a question, which I think is very relevant to address. He said, does it matter what kind of page it is? And I will tell you that every single thing matters on Facebook. You know, they're tracking what we click on, if we convert, if we buy, if we opt in, how long we spend on the page. Do we watch videos? Because when you're advertising, they can show our ads to people if we're trying to get video views, to people who have been seen to watch more than 25% of a video, to people who have signed up for things, to people who have stayed on a page a certain amount of time. So they'll track also people who go to business product service pages. So yeah, so everything matters on Facebook. And that said, you know, right here we have this, I'm not sure. Am I sharing this? Yeah, here. This is like on this one, Chicago Family. I can see here, this is a community page. So here they're kind of telling us their pages, what the pages are. Let me just look up a couple others. So we may want to make this just a community page. I love Chicago. It's a community page.
Has everybody posted a community page, or is that just controlled by one individual?
Is what? I'm sorry?
Is that controlled by one individual and he does the posting, or does that allow everybody to do a post on that page?
Oh, no, you get to choose that.
Okay.
Yeah, you get to choose what shows. So society and culture, this is what they're doing. Chicago Family. This is one of the ones I found early that had like 133 likes, and you can tell when they started it and they just gave up, which is just ridiculous. You know, they got to 100, they just needed to move to the next strategy. So movies, sports, Chicago Free.
What about Chicago Family activities?
No.
No?
I don't like it.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have any children that I know of, but...
Nice. Man, we were all thinking it. You had to say it?
Like, if my nieces come to town, I kind of go to, the Reader or something, or, I'll be like, you know, things to do in Lincoln Park, things to do downtown, things to do Wicker Park.
So basically you're doing the city that you live in, or the surrounding cities, and you want to find out what you can do around there.
Well, those are all just like neighborhoods in Chicago. So it's like, where do I want to go that day? Do I want to take them downtown? Do I want to keep them in Wicker Park? Do I want to keep them like down in Pilsen? and that's just a Google search. It's not like, I don't use Facebook to like search for activities. So I'm most likely might be the minority with it.
Yeah, moms do Facebook groups, and they link something tremendous from other groups.
Yeah.
And you guys will do a duplicate page on this. I mean, this is something we certainly didn't talk about. You'll do a duplicate Instagram page on this with whatever you are, because Instagram is owned by Facebook, so their ads show on both sides. So you'll be able to you know, really gather your audience quickly by doing this on Instagram, which is very, very mom-friendly. And
well, okay. that free things to do in Chicago, that has 103,000 people, and right now it's got 13 of my friends on it.
Yep.
And they're all moms. And they're looking, they're going to look for free things or cheap things to do, especially like now. They're looking for something to do with the kids because we're on Christmas vacation, and they want to do free stuff because we just spent a buttload of money on Christmas.
Yeah, look at this. Interesting. Have you seen, did you see this category before? Because I think where we're looking, I'm not seeing it, but local and travel website. Did we see that when we were setting up a page?
We're creating a...
Yeah, that was one of them. But we said that it was more travel. That was more travel, like people coming out of town.
Yeah, interesting. So, I mean, that's what these people are really applying to. I mean, that's what they're looking at.
But I'm thinking it's, well, for my friends, I can tell you right now, it was the free things to do in Chicago. It was everything had free.
Yeah, I see.
So do you guys remember infomercials?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still on. Basically, yeah. What you have the ability to do is create an audience here who like Chicago, whether they're tourists, whether they live there, whether they're you know, lifelong people or going to plan a trip there. You have the ability to target those people, get them to like your page, and then have a captive audience for your infomercials. And what those are, we have some already ideas written for content on those. But you know, the ability for you to create an infomercial and charge a business who has like Segways of Chicago, Segway tours, the museum, restaurants, to be able to highlight them and literally have a place where you can say, I have this audience that has clicked the button that they like Chicago, and be able to show them ads and special offers. You know, we have something to do. These people are aiming for the free things. I don't know how they're monetizing this, but I guarantee you there's some site. When you have a 250,000 people on a page, you're monetizing it. And it's a business at that point. It's not a hobby. This is a six-figure business for sure, just having this. In fact, I joke with my nephew who just graduated from college. I said there's a degree he can't use. But, you know, the new MBA is a mailing list of 250,000 people. You can earn your income from that mailing list. So this is where I want to see you guys grow to. And I want you to not angle it at the free stuff. Yes, have free things all the time. But having that in the name, it sets you apart. And your friends are all going to that. It's great. They're building the money on the backside of this thing. But if you can be a premier known quality show that delivers content on time, on a schedule, also does live streams where you just grab the phone and say, gosh, I'm down here right now. They're doing the greatest thing in Chicago, and become personalities around this thing that people really want to be a part of. You can build a community instead of, it's not based around free, but it's based around your value, what you're bringing to them. So, and Michelle's going to grow in her comfort level on screen. I promise you, if this is going to get popular, she's going to be real handy grabbing the phone and just having fun and being the mom that, you know, the awesome mom that represents the people who are looking at this thing, local or coming in from out of town.
I'm just an everyday person.
Right. But you know, and people, and in this world of transparency, people relate to everyday people really well. It's your chance to do that. So it'll be a great stretch for you. But to do some live streams where it's all planned out with a nice computer there, you have a guest, you're interviewing, or to be able to just pick up the phone and light up the screen like that in a 60-second video about this awesome thing happening in Chicago. That's why this is the most amazing city in the world. Check our page. Have your little messenger pop up so that you can say, how can we help you? Are you coming to Chicago? Do you live here? Just getting conversations starting. Did I walk you ever through ManyChat, the funnel, how that works, Dale?
No.
Okay. I can show you that. In fact, I'll just show it real quick here on the screen, just in case people want to do this. You come here under growth tools. This is something I have from my things. You know, I'm getting a 91 or 100% open rate, 83% open rate. Just when I mentioned this thing, the number of people who are clicking it, I'm getting that conversion of people following through. So let me just show you what this growth tool looks like. It's really pretty insane. this is something you can have up. That's what that company had popping up right when it comes on, when I'm on their page for 10 seconds. It just asks me a question and then I get to follow that. I just need to make sure I don't save what I'm doing here. I don't want it to. So this is great. People come to the site and it says, or they type in the message, they type in menu and it sends them the menu right away. It sends them this 30-day sugar-free menu. Then it waits 10 seconds and it shows the little dots while it's typing. So it looks like I'm actually typing. It says, have you ever tried sugar-free? And they click yes or no here. And so over here, you can actually see what it looks like.
Okay.
I think we can click this and actually preview it. Yeah, I'm making mistakes. Send your messenger. I'm making mistakes, which amazes me. So yeah, so I have this triggered off a menu item. I mean, off an item that they type in. So it shoots in the menu. And then it says, hey, have you ever tried sugar-free? Yes or no? So you can engage people. Do you live in Chicago? Or is this something, are you just coming to visit? And they click live. And this can start an entirely different funnel. So I click on no on this. And then it gives it a little time. It pauses. And then I think it gives them the little dots that they're typing. So I like to make this look a little more real. You can also have these things come back instant, but it really looks like a computer at that point.
And you say that's about $10,000 a month?
Yeah, for up to 500 people.
$10,000 a month, we can't do it, honey.
Can't do it right now. Wait, why aren't I getting my answer? Okay, there it is. Nope, why aren't I getting my answer? I'm confused about this.
Now that should be something that we should start putting in once we get at least 100 people, right?
Yep, this is part of phase two. Let me see why I'm not getting... Maybe because I'm on my list.
You're probably already on it.
Yeah, I'm probably already on this list and it's not adding it. Yeah, that's
or it's because it knows it's you because you're logged in as you.
Yeah, but I should be able to preview this because I'm in a preview. But I'm not sure, but let me just show you. This works for people all day long. I get people signing up.
I can try it.
Yeah, you can go to 30-day sugar-free and try it, Dale, if you want. You just have to go down to one of my lives and type in menu or... But anyway, let's just walk you through the flow here. Yes or no. If you click on no, here's what happens. It comes up with things that says, yeah, it's not normal or encouraged in this culture. Would you be up for trying it for 30 days? And people hit, oh, heck yes, or maybe, or probably not. So if they hit heck yes, this is what happens. I found that people only have this desire once in a while and it fades fast without action. If you want to make a commitment to yourself right now, sign up for 30 days sugar-free. And use this coupon code heck yes for a 25% discount at checkout.
Yeah, but at the moment, I don't have a program or a service to really.
Not a problem. All we're trying to do is get people engaged. The second they click on it that I'm local or that I'm coming in from out of town, you can send them welcome to the site. If there's any questions, just drop it in there. Just drop it.
Okay.
I'm happy to answer you. You certainly don't need to have everything in place to do this right now. Not at all. Let me just cancel what I'm in here. I don't want to save any of that. Yeah. So that's something we can set up for a phase two operation. Right now, the thing is to just get people, start sharing stuff, build your content library. Let's go back to your thing right now. Go back to your screen share and let's just build your page. Let's just make it Chicago family friendly, if you're all right with that. I just have a strong hit that that's probably what we should be doing.
Family friendly.
Listening to everything that's come up today.
No, we're switching, putting Chicago first. Chicago family friendly.
What about if we make this a community? Are you okay with that? Are you happy to do it, the one underneath that, and make it a community?
Can you change it then or no?
Yep, you can change it. I've changed this before.
Okay.
I've taken mine from a community to an author to all kinds of things.
What are we doing? Chicago family friendly or family Chicago family friendly?
I like this. If I get a vote, you guys get some votes. What do you want to do?
That's her look.
Chicago. I've seen that look. Just make a decision. It's fine.
Family friendly Chicago.
Yeah. Okay.
You can also change it later. It's not set in stone.
Okay. Cool. Family friendly.
Go with what you first had.
Chicago. FamilyFriendly. It's all correct, Barry. Right?
Yeah. That's good, man. Okay. That's great. I'm up close watching now.
I always check his spelling.
Everybody checks my spelling. I'm not worried about it. Okay.
Okay, so skip all this stuff for now. This is something I want you to come back and do. Okay. I just want to collect the page while we're here. Yep, we'll skip it. We'll come back to it. Great, so this is invite your first 100 people. You know, I'll take that. And but you don't need to do this right now. You can come through and do this later. So this is just going to have you run through some pieces right here where you set up what you're about. In fact, don't invite too many people. Don't do a first post yet. We'll come back and do all this. They're just trying to get you, which is great. Profile picture. I would love to see something that is iconically Chicago and kids.
Like the Chicago Bean?
Yeah.
Chicago Bean, or you get into the World Series Cubs.
I remember I told my son about that big dinosaur at Chicago Airport, like his whole life. And the first time I took him through Chicago Airport, I was just walking around with him. I had him looking at something in my hand the whole time. And then I got to where we were standing right under it, and I go, oh, man, look at this. Look straight up. And it was that thing I'd always told him about in the airport, that big built dinosaur. So, you know, I don't know what the iconic thing is for you guys that you could really connect to. But this is where you're going to go through. And that create page there on the left where you click on that, you're going to create family-friendly Chicago. You're going to click on that thing right just underneath there. Yep. Right. So that's your little at symbol that they'll have you create.
I thought you needed to have 100 users before you could do that. I guess not.
No, you get to. I think that's before you can do a direct URL to the page, and I don't even know if that's the case anymore.
Let's see. FamilyFrienyChicago. Has been created. Boom. It's now easier. Okay.
Oh, and look at that. Yeah, you get a URL there too, fbic.me. So that's great. Okay, so this is stuff you can come back. You're going to go through and you're going to write the about. Where are you doing that stuff? Up there on settings. There's a whole bunch of things under there, up there under settings.
Yeah, I just recently did this with my other page.
Okay, perfect. So
notifications, you probably already accepted. Or it's just telling me something.
No, I haven't accepted yet. I haven't been back there. Hit that see more down there on the left there. I'm wondering where you're. Yeah, there's your about stuff. Okay, so that stuff you can all go through and fill out. This stuff, let's work on one more thing on this before we go. This will be important for you to come up with, Michelle, because I know we get burned out here after a couple hours. Work on a mission statement, you guys. It's probably the biggest thing for you to work on right now. Why are you doing this? What's the And there's great little templates. You know, we blank so that blank because blank. You know, that's a great little just template for putting together a mission statement.
You're back live, Bear.
Yeah.
So we're going to use the mission statement. Should the mission statement actually be a little about her or more about what we want to achieve?
No, that's on. Yeah, so on that about page, you just have a mission statement that someone can come because it shows your about right there in the upper left corner of your page.
Okay.
And people want to be able to self-identify. And, you know, one of your becauses, I mean, one of your pieces about you guys is I know Dale's a Chicago native. Are you too?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're natives of the greatest city in America, and you've done this thing. You've raised a family here, and you've found these places, and you've, you both have local businesses in Chicago. It's like, that's who you want to be. You want to be these people who know Chicago so well that you, you're the ultimate authority for, and people can self-identify. Oh man, we have a family. We live in Chicago, or we're coming to visit Chicago. And then all those tabs on the left of your family-friendly Chicago. Let me see if I have that invite yet.
Here, I'll go back live to monitor.
Wow, you're already listed.
Keep it down. What were you looking for, Bear?
I was just trying to get to that page. I'm coming right through your shortcut they gave you. Yeah, here you go.
Okay, I'll go back to you.
Yeah, because right here you can add these little you know, you can have reviews, you could have your about, your mission statement. But when you get your when you have your mission statement up here, it's going to appear. You can select what goes up here. Let me just see one thing that I have on mine here.
Are we going to want to do, because I've done this in my other Facebook group, where I have a subscribe button that takes them out to an email and they plug in their email, or do I not care about their email?
You know, let's keep it on Facebook right now. It's not something okay. We need to do right now.
I don't see a lot. There's a logic to having the email names, but again, I don't see a logic right here at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we don't need to do that at this point. Yeah, so you'll have some options for setting up your page here. You know, you'll have stuff you can put here. Ours is in shambles right now because it's just being transferred over to a new person. But, you know, all these different things here you can set up of what you want to have here. One is about our mission statement, who we are. Oh, gosh, we have such new artwork here. It's hard to look at this right now. But, you know, you'll be able to share all this stuff here. It'll show friends who's doing it. Your about page is going to be right here. Mine says replies instantly because I have many chats set up in here. So, you know, a lot of stuff for you to do, but really at this point, focus on collecting material, building your spreadsheet, getting the categories that you want to do. I'll send you this notes page, defining your mission statement, really a huge thing for you to do right now. And then start posting on this thing. When you have a good 50 posts on here, you know, which can be in 10 days, 10, 12 days, get good at scheduling things out. Disconnect from everything has to be perfect. All you're trying to do at this point is make sure that every post falls under the umbrella of your mission of introducing families to the best things to do in Chicago so that they don't waste any time looking around because your memories with your children matter. I mean, just even something like that for a very simple mission statement, because your family time is limited and you want to get the most out of it. You know, let's just nail that. Let's get a mission statement that's really strong here. Dale. And then
are we considering posting 7 days a week?
Yeah, do 3 times a day, 7 days a week if you can do it. And you talk about something that's so easy to get a virtual assistant to do. Once you have 50 of them up, you can find a VA who does social media management and they can do this stuff for you. So cheap, it's just kind of ridiculous, actually.
A professor at IIT told me that if I want interns, she could get me interns anytime. Free interns.
The only thing you want to do is just get your first 50 up so that, you know, they can look at your page and see, oh, this is what they're interested in.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you're not looking at nightlife. You might look at nightlife for adults that goes in a story, you know, goes in a great story with full day activities for kids or overnight, one night adventure camps in Chicago. Who knows? It's once you start digging into this, you guys can become such experts on this category that then you can even jump on local TV and have your TV appearances. You know, hey, we have Dale Michelle here. And I know you're not in it, Dale. I'm just saying that. I keep trying to include him because he's got so much damn stage time. It's kind of crazy to waste. But he can also help you find your comfort zone. But, you know, we have Michelle here who runs Family Friendly Chicago to talk about some of the great things happening in Chicago. So, yeah, I mean, a morning news segment, so easy to do. Yeah, the guy sitting next to you has done a lot of them.
I know where to drive her to, put her there so she doesn't freak out. I just get her to the seat.
Totally. And he knows how to write you a segment proposal that will, you know, make it a slam dunk for them to jump in there. So, and for, you know, for them to put your Facebook page on the bottom of the screen at the end is a pretty cool thing. So Facebook's better than tabs. So this is enough for you guys to start playing with right now. Really, this is phase one stuff and we'll, we'll either do another.
Because if I step in on this, this is going to be done by tomorrow.
So. I know, man. I know. And you have stuff you're doing right now. You have amazing thing you're doing right now. In fact, even looking at the way you're doing the restaurant thing, it's like, I don't even want you to go much further until you have an outline for a product in place, because, you know, you're just doing it so nicely.
I'm doing one more, and then we got to start talking serious about where we're taking it.
What's the podcast you got booked for the third?
Podcast is actually for a balloon industry. I've been jumping on different live segments of entertainers talking about it. And since I've kind of talked about them in my life, I've already started the cross promotion. Mm. So that's what I've been working on, is cross promoting stuff, because I get a feeling that when we start doing this, I'm going to be cross promoting, or Michelle's going to be cross promoting Chicago with other areas. So I'm trying to get my feet wet on the cross promotion process.
He's so smart. You're so lucky to have him there. I mean, this is great. No, it's like the cross promotion. You're lucky to have him.
Do you see the eye roll here?
I know. I think I heard it, actually. That microphone's really good.
Yeah, it was loud.
No, but I mean, that is. It's the cross promotion stuff with all these pages that are about Chicago. You guys are just get a little bit of a following. You know, we'll start doing the cross promotion in phase two when you get up to 1,000 people. But just when you're doing the 100 to 1,000, when you're in that phase, but this 0 to 100, get your friends, start collecting your content, and just get it to that level, and then let's start just looking at the phase two stuff. But it's exactly what you're doing here. So,
is there a market segment where at some point we're either let this go natural, or are we going to be looking to advertise this?
Yeah, no, advertising happens in phase two, but you know, when we're going from 100 to 1,000.
Okay.
But you're going to just do a little bit of friends right now. You're going to do a lot of posting, build your category, get your thing to 100. It's phase two. We're going to start doing a little cross promotion and a little bit of like campaigns, which are the cheapest to get, or video views with some real fun little short things about Chicago, 15-second things about Chicago. A penny a view you can get for these things and get them to like your page from it. So, and then phase three stuff, that's when we start doing some real power lifting on this stuff. So. And that's the 1,000 to 10,000. And that's the exciting part. Okay. So I got your phase one stuff on here. I'll take some more notes on your phase two before I share it with you guys. And then you'll start checking off boxes and doing this stuff. I know there's some stuff you can do even before the kids go back to school. Michelle, how many hours a week do you want to work on this when when the kids are in school, when it's a normal, you know, just if there is such thing as a normal week?
I don't know. Dale's already got it 2 hours a day. He's already written all this stuff down.
That's what I texted you, Barry. So if you look at your text, you'll see what
I saw. Yeah, I did bring it up. But what I would tell you is if you can do 2 hours a day, you would get more done than you know even what to do with. And you would get in a rhythm and your brain would always be working on, here's what I'm going to do when I get back to work. And Dale will tell you, like, one of my biggest things is if you're going to do 2 hours a day, cut yourself off at 2 hours. Allow yourself to have that containment. It's a really big piece of the creative process to go, oh, I'm stopping for the day, and just let it all build inside. Because when you come back to work the next day, you're going to explode instead of being burned out.
Yeah, I'll have my phone by my bed and I'll be like, I got an idea.
It's friendly with you.
Her world, she loves data entry. So she's my data entry person. If I tell her.
I remember that.
She's my world. When I say I want to do a school project, she's already digging into the schools going, I got 37 schools already for you. Where do you want me to put them?
Yeah.
She loves the data entry stuff. So her finding this stuff should not be a big deal.
Awesome. Well, curate the hell out of Chicago. Just anything you find. Set up Google alerts for Chicago kids, for Chicago, Chicago activities, Chicago events, Chicago destinations. Google alerts are free, and set up for a digest once a day. And your first 10 minutes of every 2 hour block can just be reviewing your Google alerts and just clicking on it, going to the link, highlighting the URL, and just putting that into your spreadsheet, or just turning it directly into a post with a schedule. You can skip that sheet, you know, to see how far ahead you are on scheduling, and just have a calendar where you have dot, dot, dot. I've done my three for today. And you know, another good thing is to train your audience what they're going to look for. Like in our world, they had recipe, motivation, and then success story. We had those three categories that we did with our, and every day my VA would put a recipe, a motivation, and then a success story. And we would just click, so a different color marker on your whiteboard every day, you know, a red, green, blue, whatever it is. and make sure you have those, and you'll find them, and just start scheduling the heck out of it.
A meme, an event, and a video.
That's your work, and Google will tell you where it's all hiding. And every once in a while, you may want to have an original and have a different color if it's an original one, and make sure, you know, a couple times a week, it's an original. It's a post you just make up, and have a photo, and the post is just what you write, but it's not linking out somewhere else.
Hey, Bear, quick question. I want to tap into the database that we already have, which is libraries and park districts. Is there a way that we can tap into that to help grow it? Is that too close or not? I mean, because libraries have events, schools or park districts have events. I guess they're
right.
Fairs and festivals.
You know, all that stuff is a little bit more phase three. That's when we're going 1,000 to 10,000, because then you'll have some numbers to be able to call all your libraries, all your parks and recs, and say, what events are you guys having? We want to talk about them on our page that has, you know, 8,000 people right now. And boy, you'll start to get attention. Then when you're going from 10 to 50,000, it's really fun what you get to do. You got a good lever to talk to people with. So,
okay. So it's a numbers game still.
It's really about numbers right now. It's just growing your content and your defining who your audience is and your mission statement. But all this stuff right here on phase one, get this stuff done, you know, ASAP, and get back in touch with me. I would love to do phase two on another whiteboard session, really, just so that other people who are watching this who say, God, this makes so much sense, you know, we can have the blueprint recorded for this.
Okay, sounds cool.
Cool, man. All right. Todd, thanks for jumping on. It was good to see you, and great to see AJ and Dale, and I hope the others who check this out and replay, there's a lot here. This is great. And Dale, I'm so glad doing this with you because I know you'll make it happen.
It's my retirement. It's got to happen. So,
no, I have to make it happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, I really laughed when you were doing this because I was in one of my live streaming groups that I'm a member of. There's this guy, maybe I mentioned it. He's out in this little something Hope, Arkansas, this town where all these celebrities own it's got a big river and all these celebrities own a home. And he runs this live streaming group. And I said, man, we should do something like this just for our communities. I live in such a tourist town. My thing was completely my town goes from about 8,000, you know, 20,000-30,000, depending on what's happening on the weekend. So people are always looking for what's coming here. So, yeah, so I was excited when you thought about doing this because it was a good chance just to brainstorm it all out. So,
yeah, no, my ultimate goal is I want to turn this into a project where we spend 8 hours in a day, and we have basically almost 2 weeks done, so we can do whatever we want. If we do have to go out, I want to be one of these people, you see it on TV all the time. I have to go to Cancun because my job is taking me there. I need to film 3 seconds or 10 seconds or 15 seconds, and I'm done, and I can do whatever I want. So my one day of marketing or whatever, it's finished. So that's my goal. I don't want to turn this into a slave. I don't want to be a slave to it. I want to be able just to do it, put it out there, and know there's residual income coming in.
Absolutely, man. No, it's so important to do that. So, okay, this is good. There's read through all these notes. In fact, I'm going to probably just send you these notes as they are. We'll get into the phase two and three stuff next time, but I don't want to overwhelm them. I can't wait to learn about the progress on this and see Michelle's work ethic, how this comes.
I'm downstairs at my desk all the time looking for stuff. So awesome. This is going to be a good thing for me. So
awesome.
She's got nothing else to do while the kids are at school and I'm performing.
Yeah, it's great.
Whatever.
Well, you guys. Yeah, right. Whatever. Sure. holding a life together.
Cleaning a house or doing this? What you rather do?
Jeez, it's time to go.
Dude, I know there's so much. Yeah, I'm 30 years in, man. I tell my wife every day, she goes, I don't make any money. I'm like, I would not be able to make a dime if you didn't run our life. So everything I make, I feel like you're paying me. So it's good. All right, you guys, I'm going to sign out. This was a great one. Thank you so much for spending the day.
All right, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Okay, yeah, watch this fancy ending. See you guys.
Woo! I want one of those.
Intro Champs. Introchamp.com.
Okay. Written down. All right, bye, Bear.
Bye, guys.
Shake your monitor off. Leave meeting.